through the body fluids. I'm not sure whether that works. I think the maybe we'll start again from the beginning. Let's do four lines from the top. I just had some days, four lines from the top. Mama, I'm here in my rock. I'm going to decline the big dough. We'll try to have it quickly. A most inclined would be because a person is walking and he finds the shaktas in the garden and the shaktas are as in the shaktas are above, the shaktas have different traces.
What's an example?
That's the shaktas that I said he has Tema Krishna Yachadina Begit. Shaktas are above, for example, a case that people are not aware of, that people are not just a little bit of Marshall says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have an undershirt that's made from Krishna, and you have a shirt on top that's made from tzemer, let's say you have a woolen jacket made from tzemer, and let's say you have a shirt made from not cotton, made from linen, a linen shirt and a woolen jacket, and you can't take off the linen shirt without first taking off the woolen jacket. So that's a hechetim, so shaktas are bottom. There's not shaktas that right because there's no yachto. There's no state keepers. It wasn't found together. There's no chibur over here. So it's not shaktas that right. Unless the person is cold in the winter, so he puts on two pairs of socks. So one pair of socks is tzemer, one pair of socks is fishpin. And it's not physically possible to take off the inner pair of socks without first removing the outer pair of socks. So that's another thing, so shaft is rabban. There's other cases, shaft is rabban as well. That's one case. So the Gemara says that the fellow is wearing shaft is derisive, and he realizes in the middle of the street, dam sa shuk. And he realizes that so the shaman is going to have to take off the shaft and the last time he'll be walking without a jacket. Let's say, everything is shaft, so I have to take off his clothes, he'll be walking around undressed in the street. The Dharmaka says, first and I feel it, I sure. He has to observe the mitzvah sater, even if it causes tremendous embarrassment. If I time off, if you want to quote the part of the commission, and hopefully through the heads of Negev Hashem, Hamach Mishay Shur Hashem, whenever there's an Avera about, and hopefully covered, there's no deal of covered Avera. What do you covered, Marav? What does it say? In Chol Kavod Rav Goshen, there's no deal of Kavod Rav. It seems there's a lot of life. But they leave it as they get. The answer in the Gemara, first of all, I thought, how much decline did this deserve? But it did the Shalatma. Means I'm walking in the street and I realize that I'm wearing Shalatma. I look inside on the label. I realize I'm wearing Shalatma. What if someone else, I'm walking in the street, I realize someone else is wearing Shalatma, but he doesn't realize it. You say that I have to run over and remove the shaktas from him. You think it caused him embarrassment, and they do not. So the Rambam on the street of the Mare, in Chok and Chok and Larab, even if it's my Rebbe who's walking in the street, and he doesn't realize, he's been in Avir B'Shege, he doesn't realize he's wearing shaktas there. Shaktas not going to be the same thing, it's more than the same two lines. He doesn't realize he's wearing shaktas there. I have to tell him, and maybe he'll have to remove it. There's no cooler because of the fact that he's only wearing the shaktas. That's how the Rambam on the street of the Mare, why it says, here, in Chokin Kovod L'Rav, the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam, and the Rosh says the whole gist of the Gemara is going to be that sometimes Kovod Avriz do play the right to the Rabban or whatever. In certain cases, Kovod Avriz is there. So what's the rule? Well, I'm sure there are three rules. The five quarters of the Gemara, five quarters of the Gemara has. So the gist of all the rules is that whenever the Easter that's being violated is an Easter cow, for some reason or another, it's an Easter cow, it's an Easter the Rabbanon, it's an Easter the Shei Glatav, Mamonia, it's an Easter the Rabbanon, it's an Easter the Efer, Shei Tavig, it's Mamonia, it's an Easter cow, it's an Easter the Rabbanon, it's an Easter the Rabbanon, whenever the Easter that's being Easter, it's an Easter cow, so then Kovar Abir is Easter, and so he says, Kovar Abir is Easter, so the Rosh Pile is, that if the fellow is wearing the shackles, doesn't realize that he's wearing shackles. He's doing Aver the Shege. Aver the Shege, he's doing Aver the right there. He's an Issa Kal. So Kavar Abir should be very good at. But the Rosh claims that the only time that Rav Marak says, Harishkan, I'll give you you must remove the clothes, even when you're in the street, that if you're wearing the shackles, and you realize that some Kala Rabba, you're wearing the shackles, you should be amazing. But then Allah says, it's not cooler. There's no Aterim of Kavar Abir. But if someone else is wearing shackles, and he doesn't realize it. He doesn't realize that shaktas. Except that. The Rosh says, don't tell him. The Rosh disagrees with the Rambam. He says, don't tell him. That is why they're not there to show you. Ah, I forgot it. It's illegal to show you how fast it is. I didn't put the shaktas on him. He was wearing the shaktas. I really want to tell him to take it off, that he shouldn't continue to wear it. I'm not misleading that the show you how fast it is. I'm not the master of you. So the Rosh has an athletic to say Ramah. That's the Shara Ramah. I had a pastor. That's the Shiloh Halacha. The Nebuchadnezzar has a shiur about that. How do we pass the Halacha? Whether when the other person is doing, the one who's doing Aver is doing the Shegeri. Or the other person is doing the Shegeri. It's an Aver that writes that they're doing, but the wrong violation of the Shegeri. It's an Aver that they're doing, but the wrong violation of the Shegeri. Well, you say the Kavod Aviv is there or not? The Rambam Amar, but even the Aver is the Shegeri. It's an Aver that writes that there's no Hesed of Kavod Aviv. The Rosh has that for this. But then Yehuda has the Shaila, and Yehuda was the Rav in Prague. That was like New York City. That was a big modern city with all kinds of preachers going on. And the Shaila, about an Asia teacher's in Prague, and she's a Surah Baila. She's into the names of a Surah Baila. But she doesn't know that she knows she's good, so she knows her history. But she doesn't know the din. They don't take that Surah Baila. So she's living with the husband, doesn't know the fact. And the wife knows the fact that she was with Rana, but she doesn't know the din. And then the man who thought she was Yehuda came to another Yehuda. It was a big kind of problem. It was Yehuda to woman in the Yaldusan. And then he married a girl. So this was his figure. So another Yehuda writes, always he writes the beginning of the Shulia, who the Shulia is written to and what city he's from. So he writes, Achel Harad, Slani, Mimachim Almani. Because then he writes that he was the guy who was designed with his mother-in-law. He went to the yeshiva and had no dormitory. So he used to stay back all about them. This Balabas. He stayed back, he used to go to a black Dinoshi every Shabbos. And then he used to be Mizana with the woman, with the wife. He was a little boy, a young boy, didn't realize that from our parents, I think it's like the Lashina. He didn't realize that there's anything wrong. Then he married his daughter, and he was ready, brought upon him. What was he doing here? What's going on? The woman was after our Bible. So he had a Shiloh, which he asked for the Yehuda, he's in Mechuyah to tell the father-in-law of what happened, and to tell the mother-in-law that she has to get divorced from the father. It's Mishpacha Michal Bedin, and it's going to be big beginning. So the Shiloh was, but he talks like this, he talks like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, even though the husband and the wife are violating the Israel state of the Shegei, that to do a cover up this is not matter anything, and you have to go tell them that they have to get divorced. There's no Hesed. According to the Rosh, it's the violating the Shegei, whatever they don't know, one person, and you forget about it. So that's the child that they're going to be here. That's the sense of suffix. There's a sense of suffix in the Gemara, there's a sense of other. This is a sense of other. This little boy knew, this big man, this little boy. Nobody did. He knew the fact. Only Rav. Right, Rav didn't know. Right. If they speak in the Sanhedrin, was not Naaman. You have to have two kosher aiding to say what happened. But the son-in-law knew that if he would tell the father-in-law what happened, the father-in-law would certainly believe him. And he would tell him the wife would admit the truth also. He knew that she would admit it, she wouldn't deny it.
How would he love to marry the daughter?
No, the daughter, that's not a problem. The daughter is committed to marry. If you're married to the mother, then you're not permitted to marry the daughter even if the mother died or even if you got divorced. But the mission is the parents of the mother, the mother of the mother. That's why I want to move to the You're permitted to marry a woman, even if you had an affair with her mother, with her sister, and so on. Only if you were married, is there anything? And then you realize it's true that he passed his Lachula. He says, I'm not like the Russian in the Ramah. He says, I'm not going to Ramah. And he says, you got to be Machman. Did the Chaim has a Tshuva? The Chaim stands there, Tazak, see the Shulebis get confession. They get these problems also. So he has a Tshuva, he passed his Lachula. He refers to that in the and he disagrees with him. And he passed it with it. The Shiloh and Rachel Meister, psychologist, gets these Shabbos every day. You hear the Shabbos every day.
How does that
relate to the
Pala? What is she
showing about Yomidig? What is she showing about Yomidig means, if I know the person is doing an Aver of the Shogeg, and I know his mentality, then even if I'll tell him, he won't listen to me. If it's in the Ferish, it's not even what do you mean that he's doing that there at the Shegei? Everybody knows that it says in the Chumash. Everybody knows Chumash. He knows that he's not Ladin Chazan. He knows not Ladin Zayla. But he's doing it now at the Shegei, it's a prophet. He's really doing it with the Nazis. So then call it he's doing the Nazis. So you should fulfill your mitzvah. A Pachach Tachnech HaSan Yisrael. He knows no Chazan. There are people that don't know anything. They don't know what it says in the Kodesh. They don't know that the demon applied is not a zeh. There's so much confusion. You can have things that are referring to the Kodesh and you still won't know. But that's a different thing. With the Shishas, the only thing known goes, if the person is doing the Avera B'Shegek, it appears to me that he's doing it B'Shegek, and I know, I'm very sure that even if I'll tell him, he's not going to stop, he'll just continue doing the Avera. But then, he's not going to stop. The Gemara says, Yishem Shemit Kolem Adava Mishma, Kachim Tishlom Adava Mishma Mishma. Here the problem is, if I tell the person who's walking in the street that you may have shot this, he looks like walking together in the middle of the street, I'll undress him from living in the street. And that's the shot of my Nuchi used to tell me, he heard that he's only doing that there to show you. So the Rosh, this is easy to come. Rambam says, based on the Rosh and the Gemara, and Chokhi covered the Rav, that it means, Atu Arroya Klan, he did the Shoch Avelo, and the Avelo doesn't realize that he's done Klan, he still says, that the Kodesh Tan Afilu the Shuk, and there's no Heter of Kavad Avelo. The Rosh says, no. The Rosh says, you realize that you're doing Shatner, so if you realize that the other guy is doing Shatner, then you're doing the show day, so then you don't have to tell us.
I think I'll try to say I'm holding to it, but I'm not going to
explain. In general, whatever, just in general, you say there's no doing of Kavad Avelo, there's no doing of Kavad Arab, whenever he's making a mistake. Here's the Marshal and the Gemara in Erevin, that's Sama Gimel. This Marshal appears in Erevin. Erevin does Sama Gimel, the Gemara is like this, some of it, my Rebbe is Shatner, what's the deal in such a case? So the Rebbe says the deal is Mitzah, whatever. And the Talmud is, the person is sitting and he realizes that he made a mistake. He didn't understand the Shiloh, or he forgot to be in the Shulchan Aruch. Or he made some kind of mistake coming in or out. Is there a deal of Kavod HaRav that the Talmud should strike and let the Baal Bas walk away with the wrong stuff? Or do you say no? He made a mistake, he made a mistake. So then the Gemara goes to his pasuk, and he calls him Kavod HaRav, the deal of Kavod Talmud HaRav, and does not lie. Whenever the Rebbe made a mistake, that's the Gemara says, that's called Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem doesn't mean Chil Hashem, just means he made a mistake with stuff, because it doesn't even come out. You don't have to tell the Rebbe, ha-ha, you're wrong. You say it in a nice way, you try to show what it says in Shulchan and become a bigger fashion. But you shouldn't say that Kavod HaRav dictates you should leave the thing the way it is. You have to correct it before the person proceeds to do the other. That's in the context over there, so the Gemara has that Lashon Rechok Yechod Rav. That's where you go, I'm asking you Shailas, and Erevin does some good. Here, this Lashon Rechok Yechod Rav is Lav Dabke. It just means that Kavod HaRav does not fly, whatever someone's doing over there.
So we have to take one
from
you, that's what the
The Eretz fell down, so you should tell
them.
You should stop carrying. You should stop carrying. What are you carrying? Stop the stack and walk away. You take the baby stack. I don't think so. She will not have said the BS all that. You should tell her.
He wants to sleep with the baby. There's no boy.
Avelis is a thing like that. The person doesn't know that Avelis has died. That's the Avelis. Because the Avelis calls mind. The Avelis calls mind that he's not aware of the fact that the Avelis has died. He's not going to have Avelis to death. He's not even doing anything wrong. But by Shabbos, if he's carrying that in there, he's looking at it. Even if he thinks that he's looking at it. But then it's so hard, you have to announce it, unless you know they're not going to listen for sure. If he's not going to listen, then you don't tell. But if you think that there's a chance that he may listen, well, let's say a shul. You have a shul with 100 people gathering in the shul. So you know that some of them absolutely will not listen. And people are going to carry anyway. They don't say, well, we don't care who's in there. They're not going to carry anyway. So just because you're not sure that some of the people will not listen is not a reason not to announce them short of the air or not, as long as there are some people who will listen. Unless you have 100 people who know that only 5 people will listen and 95 are absolutely not listening. So go over and tell privately the 5 people, whisper in their ears that the air is all down. But if you have 50 people who will listen, and 10 people may or may not listen, and 40 people will not listen, and it's not to face you up, well, you're going to go whisper into the ears of all 50 people who will listen, and then you're going to whisper into the ears of the 10 people who may listen. If it's too much to vent out each person individually, then you make a public announcement. Even though you know in advance that there are 10 people, 40 people who absolutely will not listen, it doesn't matter. As long as there are some people who will or may listen, Then the din doesn't apply. That's why Moshe writes in the sefer. Otherwise, how does the rav have to get up and show the din any mitzvah and anything? Because you're not allowed to buy in the butcher shop because you have to call Tashkoche or whatever. It's not, you're not allowed to eat these vegetables that have buzzes or whatever. So that makes sense. How does he have to open his mouth? If you know for sure that there's one balabas is not going to listen, so what does she shut you away in the zoo? Because as long as there's a group of people and some of them will listen and they listen, then the whole thing of what she shut you away in the zoo doesn't touch. Only on a one-to-one basis. It belongs to Chacha. So one person, if you know that the snail is not going to listen. If you know the Rada is not going to listen. That's Chacha to the air of Sardar. I don't know. Among those, they know that if you go on that road, you're crossing over, you're going near graves, you're going across the graves, someone's buried right under the highway. So it says, and some of the people went with the Avelim HaKohan. So they're not permitted to go with the Shumah. So Bob is the Hira, if the other chooses to go on the path, which is Tahar, Sabah, the Goyim, it's Tahar. Or everybody goes with them, including the car, and they go on that road, both the Tameira. But even if the noble chooses to go on the road, well, we know that if they're still there, still going with the Tameira, we shouldn't close them. We shouldn't cover our beers, he feels bad. He just buried a relative. So to make him feel better, we shouldn't cover our beers. Even if Karan was permitted to go with them, take him over, Yamai, Leila. Why don't you say, Bilal, Chakman, Kuru, Ekim, Neira, Hashem? Why don't you hear that cover our beers is not massive? Hey, Abel, it's empty. Gemara is talking about the Kuru, the Rabbana. That's only a day so far, it's not a real Kuru. You should say that cover of beer is not matir any Easter. And for the Gemara, it's also talking about the Tumah Derabanan. How can it possibly be a Tumah Derabanan? I think that's only Tumah Derabanan. But how is this? You talk about, you know, that's not running. You have an Oron, but there's a nice in an Oron. And yeah, that's very good. It's a better Tumah Derabanan to go on top of the Tumah Torah. The three kinds of Oron. One Oron is five work on top of the nest. Another world is I'm standing still, I'm sitting over here, and they carry the mace on top of me. And the third hour, that's what we used to thinking of, the third hour is all I'm shocked. But me, I and the mace are both under the same roof. So this here, I'm jumping on top of the island, and the Khmam is a tumor there, right? That means that it's only there are one of them, and you're like, yeah, about it. What if you have a mace inside the house, and I walk on the roof? So the fact that the mace is in the house, that's the roof of the house, is closer to the house. I'm on the second floor of the mace on the first floor. So the roof, except into the first floor, the second floor, Christ is just natural. So here also the Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi. The Rabbi explains that if you have a mace in a coffin, in an Oron, and the Oron has a tetrach, an empty space of air, a hollow, of dog, the top of the mace's body, till the bottom of the lid of the Oron, so the Oron is the lid of the Oron, is like the roof, the ceiling between the first floor and the second floor. So I'll tell you, if you know that you have a tefach, it's choices with natum, whoever walks on top of that oron would not be telling to myself, because the lid is choices. But once in a while they make a meet with our oron, with some of 5-10% of the oron, and that's so tall, and that's so deep inside, so the mace is so high up that between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid, you have less than a tefach. So you're not telling you have a right to follow a row. Since the odds are made 95% to 5%, that this Oron is one that does have a tefach, an empty space, and not another tefach, so when I tell you have a right to follow a row, can say that the lid of the Oron is close to Sufni Atumah. But when the Rabbanon, Rabbanon is Rabbanon, Yeshem Chalal Tefach, the Gazu, with the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Yeshem, Shum Shem, and the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, even if you have a Vadai, this Oron has a tefach, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Kalid of an Oron should never be close, because in the meal of the cases, we won't have a tether. The three salt is only a Kalid of an Oron. Okay. 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 Why? Because it's an Issa Kel. It's not a Kama and an Issa Kel. It's a deal in our friend. You got Malachi quote. Shana Allah Almighty. The Kabbalah being a Zeichah for all the Rabbanim. Or is it only Zeichah those particular the Rabbanim that happen to be mentioned in this Gemara? That's a different Rabbanim. Because it's another din the Rabbanim. Would you say also that Kabbalah being a Zeichah? That's in the Rabbanim. What kind of case? I remember once in the Yeshiva we had on Rosh Hashanah we had a Bar Zakeya who was long straight of very poorly. And after the whole davening was over, they didn't want him, the Mashgiach Muhammad Rehav, the rest didn't want him to open. So he let him, he didn't make roll of anything if he couldn't. So he let him finish his skits. After all the skits were over, the Bar Zakeya left. So someone else came in and he blew all the skits like a priest. He blew everything over again. So the second day in the morning, I was still single at that time, 7 a.m. I walked over to the sponsor care from the first day. He was significantly older than me, and I told him, I hope you're not going to blow shofar today. But he said, why not? I said, because yesterday the skiers were very poor. So he said, 2006. I said, but after you left, no one wanted to hurt your feelings, but after you left, we had to blow over everything because we felt that we absolutely were not the agent. I told him that if he goes to blow shofar today, he said, I'm telling you now, in advance, that you shouldn't go to blow shofar, I'm embarrassing in public. So this guy saw that I was shaking. He said, okay, so who's going to blow shofar? I said, after Kriyas HaTorah, we're going to have a break for 5 minutes. Before, so we'll have people blow in a hole. We'll practice in a hole. Whoever's the best public care. We'll blow straight.
Right.
But they had this mathematician. We don't know who used to blow.
That's before.
So he told me, secondly, Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanon, Sechadim, Kavarabiyas, is there a deal in the Rabbanon? Kavarabiyas, there a deal in the Rabbanon? I told him, that he had to search out Shai or something like that. And he said, friends, I'm annoyed about something like that. That anything that's done in the yeshiva has a din like the Raisa. Has to be treated like a din Raisa because you may not have to meet him like that. But they're going to walk away and think that that's the way things are supposed to be done. And then they'll go into the yeshiva, they'll go into their communities, and they'll continue doing it like that. They'll don't allow these kind of things to happen.
But
one of the
rescues
was wrong. He happened to be one of the rescues. And I was thinking about that. It was interesting, at that time he felt very hurt and very disheartened, and he did something for a long time. Then years later, he became my best friend. He realized that I am, and to say, well, that's a demon in the Yad Malachi called Tachrin Zatek. When you say that Kavar Abiyas is Zecha de Rabbanon, is it Zecha all the Rabbanon? So you say, no, it's only Zecha Beis HaKlat, and Zecha this one, but I'm Rebbe Aaron, it's on Tzef Tzefa. But then any other Yisra de Rabbanon, that's not mentioned anymore, maybe it's not Zecha. Right, in this case, with the Shofar, But that's in contradiction to what Rav said. Leymo, why don't we stay in Kofner and Kudor and Eitzel and Regal Hashem? And with the Gemara, what that price means is that it's Derech Adinu de Rabbanon. It seems believing in myself is like a better hold than you. Not just those particular dealers that you want. Therefore, I say to me, therefore, I start to. Therefore, I'm a dealer about that. I'm a dealer about that. But my achik wa alei, so they left it. Rabbi Shiva's interpretation. Rabbi Shiva, he interpreted that Christ is referring to all the dinner Rabbanan that are included in the Pasuk Moshav. Achik Wale, the other Ramban left and then said, Rab the Moshav said, they're right thing. You mean to tell me that whoever violates the dinner Rabbanan is in violation of that Pasuk of Moshav? They thought that it was a joke. Rav Kana was listening when Rabbi Shiva said this joke. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Shiva came to Rav Kana. Rav Kana said they shouldn't left. The man said this child, Rabbi Shiva was a big Kamehameha. Look, the Chikwa, they shouldn't laugh, even though you think that it doesn't make sense. That's what you think. A layman always thinks that what the experts in the field say doesn't make sense. And the big chemist, a big physicist, a big mathematician says something, and he starts drawing and making equations of things to the layman. It may not make any sense, but to the man is the expert in the field, it could be that it does make sense. So Kamehameha a lot of times also. A lot of these big stuff, and Sheikh about that, and they think that it's absolutely nonsensical. And it's not nonsensical. That's the dinner after. They have their own that doesn't have to stand with common sense. Because they shouldn't laugh just because they think that it's a little humorous. Call me the Rabban, that's Mechim, I love the Lord's Shasta. You should close the shore. All dinner of the Rabban are based on that process, and Kol Rabbi is a death of the dinner of the Rabban. So that's the same as we had before. This Gemara, we must discuss that. This Gemara is the source of a major dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban. How do you read the words over here? The Gemara asks him, Masechah Shabbos, in the Sukkot of Chanukah, how do you say a bracha, Shem Kedushan of the Mutzvahs and Sivan, while it's Nesha Chanukah? What is the Gemara? The Rebbe Shalom told us, we have to bend Chanukah. It's only a Dinah Rabbanah. The Rebbe Shalom was the Mitzvah to bend Chanukah. So the Gemara says that all the Dinah Rabbanah are based on Dinah Raisa. Which Dinah Raisa? So one is the first opinion of the Gemara is that it's based on our Shastur. And the second opinion of the Gemara is that it's based on Shalav Yichad Yadjet, as the Genech of Yandullah. So the Rambam passage was like the first opinion that it's based on our Shastur. And the Ramban passage is like the second opinion that it's only based on Shalav Yichad Yadjet, as the Genech of Yandullah. What's an afternoon of Allah and the Maisha? Based on this process, based on that process. What's the difference that we want to discuss the Tariq? And that's really where there will be a Dina. Zok and Namre. The Ramban explained because you only have a Chiyuv Isa of the Zok and Namre if you violated the Isa in that part, in that Parsha. It says, Yipon Lucha Dobar Amish, but the Dam Radam Redin Adin and Negla Negadiv, and if we should have the Kampur Yom Isa Alam Ochi, yes, but that's not wrong, whatever they say goes. The Tariq is called Adar Shad Yibu Chani Yom Nesna Ochi, Yishu Shiyat, the Zod, the Luz, the Shuel, the Chani Shalim, the Shem, the Shari, the one who won't listen to the Tariq, the Ben Zandor, the Ramay, the Yishahu, then he's Chai Nisa. So the only time the Zod Kamam is Chai Nisa is if he passes against Ben Zandor, he has violated the law, but Tariq is called Adar Shad Yibu Chani Yom Nesna. So the Rambam holds that one who violates an Aveh, the Rabban is in violation of the Lord's Shastur. So the Rambam in the Shittah say writes in Hilchot Mamrim that if the Bez Mavol Tat and the Chomet is off the Baal Noor, Bishor Shishit, Bishor Hamish, is whatever Hechotim Tzaneh Tefa. And if Chacha looks more from Chacha in the near generation, has that it doesn't make any sense to make such a Gzera de Rabbanon, and he continues to tell the Baal Bat, and the Bez Mavol has no right to make the Gzera de Rabbanon, and they're wrong. So even though the issue that they're disputing is only an issue de Rabbanon, so the Rambam holds that there will be a Chiyuv Nisa of Zaka Mamrim. And the Ramban writes in the finish that he disagrees with that Ramban based on this fact that he holds that sheet is rejected, that it's not really based on all sources, it's based on Shalav Yichad Yadgeitcho. So truly he has violated something. The Ramban is one who violates the Din of Ramban, they're certainly violating something. That's why he says it's Ivano. He says it's Ivano, but since he hasn't violated that law, of the Lai Sotra, so there's no Chiyuv Nisa. So the Shan is what he... Okay, but there's no Chiyuv Nisa for the one who violates that law. Now, one time there's no Chiyuv Nisa if you violated this law. Let's say the rabbi says you're not allowed to eat the flesh from this butcher shop because it's Medela, or because they don't slaughter the meat, then you're not allowed to eat it. And I know that it's not true. I know that it is. Not that they do slaughter. I know the rabbi made a mistake. And I'll break the discipline in the community, and I'll go ahead and eat the flesh. And you can't say that I violated the Avera of eating God. I know the facts are that it's not true. You can't tell me that I violated the law of the day. I violated a different Esau. I can't tell me that I found it lazy. Maybe the rabbi had no right to say you shouldn't buy them. Maybe the rabbi wrong. But let's say the rabbi had reason to, ask for a butcher shop. So if I'll go ahead publicly and I'll eat that flesh, I'll demonstrate to everybody that the rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. I haven't violated the Nisa Dam, I haven't violated the Nisa Chela, I haven't violated the Nisa Medela. So I violated the Nisa Kovat Amir HaFam. The rabbi said you shouldn't eat there, so I shouldn't break the discipline in the community. Otherwise, even on this case, the rabbi is wrong, but in other case, they won't listen to the rabbi either.
Depends on the law.
Okay? You know, so truly, he's violated the Rachamani process against the Rebbe is in violation of something or another, but it's not a violation of that love of Lankasa, then there's no initiative. So that's the shadow. This Gemara, what is it? There's an artwork, there's a dispute there, and Rabbi Mabrikin, which pasuk is the marker of the source of the din, the din of the Rabbana Abayin. Is it based on Lankasa, or is it based on Shalabi Chavya Gekha? So for that Gemara, you can't tell how to pass it, and I'll tell you the So the Rambam understands from his Gemara, the Gemara is all din of the Rabbana based on Lankasa. That's why the Rambam passes like that opinion. So the Rambam says, no, it doesn't, he says, read the Gemara again, it doesn't say that. The Gemara says, call Mila de Rabbanon at Mechiru. Allah to my The Rambam says, it doesn't say call Mila de Rabbanon,
he's
driven,
he's
loving Allah. It says, the Rabbanon made him at Master. So you see, from his Gemara, it's a real prostitute, he's a mother prostitute, namely Shalom Mila de Adecha. And as an
Asmachter,
it's this prostitute also. So the Rabbanon claims the other Rabbanon, but this Gemara supports his opinion. That's all the Rabbanon are not included in the Loisos. It's only included in the Shalom Yichur Yageh.
What's the difference with Rabbi Mombe and Poland and Ramban and Ramban and Moshe? It's not together what the Din Rabban is based on. If the Beis Makor who said it, why isn't it included in the Loisos? The Beis Makor
said the Ramban says that the Tarshi goes like this. He's calling him because of Olam Mishma. You don't know what the Din is. It says in a Torah, Chela, Dam, Nevela, whatever. And you have a Shaila, have a make film, have a say Krishna. What's Chela, what's Dam? And you don't know what the din is. You don't yet, the Bezma go. And they say, in our, according to our understanding, this is the Pshat in the Chumash. Then it says, Loisas, Mekol, Gavish, Shabjit, Mekol, Yom, Nesma. But when it comes to a din, the Rabbana, you don't know what the din is. You know what the din is. The Chomet is Mut, the Kodesh, Chakarish, and the Atesha. The Chachamim want to invent a new din. So the Ramban says, that can't be included in Loisas. It's not the problem of Kadavar Mishra, there's no stopping. You know, I know what the is. Eilabi Eilamaitim, they dog and Yich dog and Aladeh, and that is Luther. Now, but they want to invent a new din of Rabbanon, and inventing a new din, that's not included in that Parsha. That Parsha only goes, I'm being regarded what the din of Torah. That's how the Ramban claims the second Mandama holds. The Mandama says that it's not based on like Torah, it's only based on Shalavich and Yagecho. And this is the Pshut of Shalavich, and Ramban says that that's Mamish, the Pshut of Shalavich. It only goes on the Bezun Tachro on the topic in the Din Delight. But it doesn't go on the Bezun of inventing Yesh Meyai Nu Din Delaba. And the other opinion, you know, the Rambam holds that the other opinion, does that so? That even when I tell you that these are new inventions, the Rambam, they're also included in the Lord's Rambam.
There's another way around too, for example. The Rabbi said it, or the Rambam said it was kosher. That happened.
So far, what do we have? The cover up is the Dechad Din Rabbanah, that's all. And we appear from the Pashtun Kagmah, it's not only Dechad, those particular Din Rabbanah that Gemara happened to mention. In the Beit Safat, the Kohanim, and Oyel, where there's the lid on top of the Oyel, and it's Chosis Merachar. It stands from the third case, it's Dechad Din Rabbanah, that's the Pashtun Shandimah. Dechad Din Rabbanah, that's the deal that Yad Malachi has. So Gemara Toshma says the famous Bryce, commenting on the Pasuk by Shabbos Aveda. It says when you see someone's behemoth lost, you shouldn't just allow the behemoth to roam around and get totally lost. You can go through yourself. So the, how do you read the Pasuk by Shabbos Aveda? You see the... You should not see someone else's behemoth roaming around your hissel after man. You should not see it and ignore it. No! Pashup Tishivim Lechis, and you should take it back. So the Pashup Shabbos Aveda Alam is included in, it goes on before. You shouldn't see it and let it go. So the Gemara Darshan is on the Pasuk, the Hissalam to punish out in the Salam. as a positive thing, but sometimes Halacha does allow the Motzi HaAveda to ignore it. So when is that? So the Brisa gives a few cases. One case is Kohen Behuvudei Sakvarus. If I'm a Kohen and the Aveda is in the cemetery, so I'm forbidden always to walk into a cemetery. I'm not going to go into a cemetery, even to retrieve my own things. I'm not going to retrieve someone else. The first case and the third case in the Bible. Right, that's three.
You never said to prophecy, you can't learn out three beings for one phrase. You shall want them. Prophecy has been sent, you can only learn out one.
But the Bible says three, so the more says two out of the three, you don't need these two. The first case is learned out from other Kolomim. The final Kohen and the Avedis in Beis HaKvaros, and I'm forbidden to be Mitzvah the Mason, even for the sake, you don't say that our Shabbos Avedis is there. The Mitzvah of our Shabbos Avedis should be there for the use of human kind. That we know on our own based on other sources. We don't need this halakha. And the third case also, let's say I lost an Aveda myself. Or let's say I'm going to work driving on the highway to my office, and if I'm going to come late, then they're going to dock me for my pay. And I see that he lost a teddy bear that cost 50 cents in the store. So I'm going to stop, I'm going to go up to the highway. I saw his wife in front of me, I know I threw the means, I'm going to go up to the highway to stop and get a teddy bear, more than a show of victory, because today I showed the Aveda, and then I'm going to call him up later, and I'm going to lose an hour from my job, and those two are showing the Aveda, so they're going to dock me for my pay $10, in order to do a show of the Aveda of 50 cents. So if Malachim and Merubim and Shok Aveda, the Malachim that I do, they're going to dock me for my pay, I will suffer a greater loss than he will suffer, so then it doesn't make sense that I should do the Hashem Tzabed. It's based on a different person. So they understand that also, that there's no din. You only give salam to the Kohen Adin. So the only time you give a person give salam to Pamish Hatan and Salim is for the middle case. The Bryce is three cases, the middle case is it. The Zakin is the Ein or the Sikh Vaidah. The Zakin is a Machloit, the Russian Imam, when the Zakin is a Reis of Tam Sokham. The Zakin is an old man, he's 75 years old. Either one shot or the other, it's not commanded his play. It's not the Sikh Vaidah. If it would have been, the Gemara says in Golden Sea, what does it mean, Zakin is his play? That if it would have been his own Aveda, he wouldn't have lowered himself, been Nevada himself in order to go, it would be worthless to him, it would take for him just to forget about the Hefzer of $5 or $10, and go back and forget about it. It's his culture to show, no, ain't no matter there, if it would have been his own, he wouldn't bother to do it, because it would be the meaning to him, so it's shock of their animation, so for someone else in Aveda, it's also not what he's doing. So that's why that's his question. So what does the Pasuk tell you? What's the upshot of the Pasuk? That Kavod Abris is Beichem and Mitzvah L'Hashem V'Aveda. And it's a Mitzvah Deraisa. To see that Kavod Abris is Beichem and Bidim Deraisa, not only Beichem and Bidim Deravana. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Tosh Na, the Salam, the Gemara quotes all by the Gemara of the Amai. How do you say that a Zonk and Ben Lebuchadnezzar is allowed to ignore the Mitzvah L'Hashem V'Aveda? Lema L'Otsay, and Hapa Meitzvah L'Nesem V'Neged Hashem. And Umar said, because that's an exception to the rule. But you have an exception to the rule. That's the Hadin from Mama Tzimu. So let me know. Let's learn out from there to Kavod HaKula. The Kavod HaKula is there and Kavod HaKula. Why do you say that that's an exception? If you have snakes in one chair, but if you have two psukim, we're telling you the same thing. So then why has a problem? Why do you need two psukim? What do you need is one part somewhere in the whole Kodesh. If not talking about our Mama Tzimu, it's a Kavod HaKula. Being enough to Kavod HaKula. But if you haven't written that in two psukim, you could have learned this from Pasuk A to Kavod HaKula, from Pasuk B to Kavod HaKula. So what do you need A and B from? Must be to tell you that Dr. Amalam is after the Eastern cases, you have this in, and all other cases. Now, here's only one passage of Salanto. The thing about the Mithrilay, so let's learn that from the Salanto to Kolo Tarkun. So to this, the Gemara says, no, we have a cloud, Eastern and Nile, right after us. Since all the Rosh Hashanah is going to be an Adam Lachaveiro, we're dealing with issues in Adam Lamaka, in the state of the Bible, and that is Judas' case, and we're in Shatnes. Oh, whatever other cases he's talking about, an issue of Kavod Abiris, no one's going to be here to this case, shame for the way he's going to flow. Whatever the case, I'm going to find by Mr. Borges made him create a prayer. And I hired this Avek, the Gans to learn him from the beginning to the end. Hired this Avek, the Gans to learn him. So what are you going to do? You're going to tell the kid, Mingala, you better sit down, I'm going to have the regular Bar Koyman. So the guy's going to die from embarrassment. The parents are going to die. The family's going to die. They're going to be so embarrassed that they're shy from Kavod Abiris. But the Kavod Abiris is very good. They can get everybody back later on the afternoon, later the afternoon. Okay. And the side is, who's getting the Aliyahs now? How can they say if let's say every Aliyah has 10 psukim and every other person makes a mistake, a major mistake, so at least every 10 psukim you have 3 psukim. Okay, so the people are not saying a bracha l'atola, so there's no issue of Kavod Abiyah being derech and averus, that the kavod avir is the people won't, no one will be able to kriyas atayra. Because the kriyas atayra is not enough, you have to have all these things, so you have to get away in the whole parasha tashavua. So if you don't learn the whole parasha tashavua, even though no one's saying it's rachel atayra, everybody gets these two things, but you have to fill in the mishnah. So that's the shalom, the kavod avir is derech of the shevi al-tasa. The kavod avir is derech of the shevi al-tasa. In such a case. Of course, the people will know that they weren't yet. They should try to get together later in the afternoon and get things, but they're all over again. The Shabbos come up all the time. That's what that means. The Shofar of Gemara says, the Yisur in Mamayna, lo yaltim nor. In Mamayna, bin Olam, lachaveiro, all cases of Mamayna, the din would be there, Kavar Abiyas would be there. But at least in the after, we would say that not. He's serving my mind a way up in him. Why is he serving my mind a way up in him?
Why should that be so?
He's serving my mind a way up in
him.
Call me Yisur.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's the Pashup Shah. Call me Yisur. How can you learn out? That's because you have a... Whenever the thing that's being Yitzchah is a Yitzchah, the Shaykh gave the Rabban on all the other cases, so there's more reason to say that it's Yitzchah and they cover up here. That's how Rashi says. It's more Kao, so you can't learn out. And the Ramban... In both Messiah, Dachor, and the Commission Ramban gives a different explanation. So Messiah and Sibit Dachyan, in both Sibit Dachyan and both Messiah Dachor, with this strange appeal, he gives a different shot. He must have discussed the verse too, that's the most anger. That the left of Holy Spirit of all is he did in Beirat Machaveiro. Hashem is a veil, the Gnivot Chassad, the Giba Havor, all the mitzvahs that are not there. What's he saying? That he's after that comes to me. I'm for you to do, to take care of other people's needs, as if it would have been my own need. So what if it would have been my own, it would have been my Aveda. The Gemara says, what's the definition of that number for any of this way, then? If it would have been my Aveda, I would have not been the Gaza myself to go take care of this. I would not have done it for my own purposes. I didn't say that I would have to take care of this for the other person. The whole thing is, we have to have a Kamarecha, but not more than Kamarecha. I have to take care of your needs as if it would have been my needs. I have to treat your needs as if it would have been my. But if it would have been my need, I wouldn't have done it. The Ramban says that the local has not, that the fellow was making Kabbalah business very clear, the Mitzvah Shmirah Mahaber and Yeri and Mamlet, but that's less common than he should have came out. No, it's not very clear. It's not the Kabbalah business very clear. The whole Chilev HaShavet HaVeid, the Chesed of Ganitam, the Chesed of Mishtar. All Chilev HaShavet HaVeid is, the Hatsed of Hamako, see the other person's needs if it would have been your personal needs. It would have been my needs, I would have not done it. So it's not a self-heal. That's how the Rambam was. He should have been the way I feel on. You can't learn it out. It's not a hefter, it's not a kuvah, it's not a kuvah, it's not a kuvah. It's not a kuvah, it's not a kuvah. The Rav Mahaber is only the most
aggressive. I think it's greater than mine. I would do it myself, but he needs his own lesson, but he's more...
He's more
like a poor guy. He loses his technology.
No, but if I... No, I don't know. If I would have been poor and I would have needed it...
Yeah, but...
I mean, so much how do you judge that? Let's say Zok and Ben Elisich Rodan, they say, you, I can throw the $5 and forget about the Aveda, it's my Aveda. I'll forget about the $5 and I won't know myself. What if it's a $5,000 bill? $100,000 bill? Then he won't. Okay. Then he won't say, I'll forget about it. So let's say it's a $5 bill for a person. $5 bill for him is a lot. Exactly how would you judge that? You don't matter who's going on. If the one who lost it, if I would have been as poor as he is, I would have gone to do it. I don't know. I would think that in that case, I'm a quitter. I don't think you judge me since I'm rich. And I would forget about the $5 rather than be revising myself. Whatever the situation happens to be. I would think, but if the one who lost it is not so rich and fit,
he
was not equal, even if he would have been, I don't know, maybe then Ramaku used to go. I don't know if he ever did a job in that situation. Yeah, the Pasha Tirish Amir is if he's going to go on the one who's finding it, not the one who lost it. But I don't know how you determine that. I'm not sure how you would determine it if there are a different sort of tax bracket. Maybe you would consider the fact that he's... I'm not sure
that he believes that for you. Or is it in
Jewish person? Yeah. Jewish person, there's a Chiyah Vashon Tavir. Not Chiyah Vashon Tavir, but I know. But I need a Chiyah Vashon Tavir.
most of the energy from the sun. It doesn't happen to them with the very hot other elements of the normal mocking of the sun. So the sun is supposed to go to the sun.
They're not taking away anything. Okay. Not that he's taking away something.
Why is he calming the sun? Why is he so calming? I don't know. People write the topic in the Sefer, has a little Sefer called Shoshana Talmudim. He writes, he's not sure whether this statement remains from Ascona. So it's a Shoshana Talmudim. This statement, if you remember what I feel on, whether it remains from Ascona, because the next Gemara is going to pose a different Kasha and give a different answer to the next Kasha. And the next answer to the next Kasha could serve as an answer to the first Kasha also. Let's invite the Tosh Ma, we'll see in a minute.
You see certain cases where he says, how do you even have a person in the school, but you don't have a person in the school?
Yes. It's a little questionable, but Rashi says, this moment is coming through, it's questionable if that's the reason. The Ramban clearly doesn't hold from that reason. But if people just said, that's another thing, that's not as hard as possible. Sometimes you can know what a time in your day very well, but the location is more difficult. The most defensive the end about that, that the most tricky part of Shas is Nizikos. That's the hardest part of Shas. Maybe that's why they had separate years ago, you're in separate years ago. Because it's more difficult, more complicated. That's what others time in. That's the shadow. You see, my mind alone, I think it could be for a different reason. How do you know that you have a right to learn that in Binachat Machaber Zichlal, to learn that from what? And yet, it's a din of Mamashim. But that's based on the assumption, let's say, I don't do the same Mashim. How do you know that you have to hold the effort with the Pitimah? Who is the same Mechum you have to hold with the Pitimah? Because the Lord says, the Lord says, how do you know? Because that's Ati Shishim Mashim. When Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, he took the same that he drew from the ground. He couldn't put them sideways and he couldn't put them upside down. How do you know which was the top and which was the bottom? Because that's what he wrote himself on. Ati Shishim Mashim. That's what it says. By the Mishkan, we do not. To call us our equivalent. Whenever you have a Mishkan, you have to use a natural object. If you drew from the ground, you have to use it in the same way that he drew from the ground. It happens that the only thing that we have is applying the dinners by the essence of the rule of the Adat and Narod. We don't have any other dinners. And the Achredim discussed, why not? Why not? Why not the case? Why not? The Kuris is the Bachelor. They discussed, but aren't there additional cases? But the Mice of all that is that's the only case. So what right do you have to learn out from Atishim to Maimun from the Mishkan? The Dalit Nim who says that there's a comparison to the Mitzvah, the Shagasai, the Hof Shiva, who explains that we assume that all the dinners in the Torah blend in. To make one big pattern. So we assume that whenever there's one din in any one case, we assume that the din must apply in all of the cases, otherwise there won't be a uniform pattern. But that's where I'm going. Let me say everything fits into one pattern. If it's within the same realm of halacha, and halacha seems to be the only guide in the Samatara Finish, and Adarish Ariel says that all the din are divided into three categories. He's talking about the Mishkan, and Dam, and Din, and Negel, these are three different areas. In Dam, means whether the woman is a true or bailo mutaris, means to the head of it. Then Jim means my mind. Then Negra means the true of the tar. He means in three different areas. So that's why the Allah, perhaps that's why the Allah says, he's still in my mind, Allah Yafimah. In each sphere, you can learn out one thing from another Medina from Allah there, because you assume all the Dinah of Israel fall under the same, into the same pattern. And then your mom is in the day from one din to the other, you can learn out. And the Sumer, the Tower from one din to the other, can learn out. But the Lord from Sumer to Israel, from Israel to Sumer. And mom and to Israel, mom to Sumer, from one to the other.
Oh, yes.
That you can learn out. What Shaykhah does it have to have? It doesn't necessarily have to have any Shaykhah whatsoever. The whole story of the Koyach of the Drasha of Mama Pilu is based on the premise that all the Kolach are including in Echad, that everything blends into one pattern. But that's only within each one in any day. Mamayna, Yisura. And so, yeah, that has, but that's a beautiful has, but that's all on the assumption that this remains from Ascona. You see him in my mind, away up in on white side, because the Gemara has in Yevamos and Perek Mishnas Chalitza, the Gemara has the other part, Yisim Mitzum away up in on. Yisim Mitzum away up in on. So Rashi got up there, gives a different answer, like Rashi over here doesn't give this answer. Rashi says, my mind is calming to it. It doesn't say it's a different realm. So Rashi also gives a different, why Yisim Mitzum away up in on? So Rashi says, because soon everything is Kiddush. Everything is Kuvah Chiddush, you can't extend anything. But others say that that's not the reason. Not like Rashi.
It's also a Chiddush. Why this should be used? This should not be a
Chiddush. It's more Chiddush. But others say no, it's because Yisrael is Tumul Ayafim, because Tumul of the Tower is a separate area, and each of the Hats is a separate area, and the Mina is a separate area. That's why they the single ask that kash. And instead, Rashi and the right, they have the whole, they have 24 siman in there. 26 siman, I think. I saw this here, so that was it, the 26 acres and all that, including the final letter. They called it Rashi and the right, those here, Patera, because that's how many essays he has. And that's great. So one essay he has dedicated to this Shaila. There is a din that Anidas Asura al Naila, because she's single, she's Asura also. Anidas Asura to single, and she's single, and that does not. And then there's a din that Anidas and Avatuna. Is there any relationship between these two dinim or not? Is there any relationship? Is one problem in the other? Do you say that the Anidas Asura al Bali, Sabiya, is a function of the Summa Vitara, or totally unrelated? The Rahman of Asman has in his Sefer Nivam he also many lies that the Sefer Nivam is you can have a Echatim to go to Hatsuda. No, this Tumah. You can have a Echatim to go to a woman has Tumah, and Anava Tumah they write that she's metallic with Bailon, you have a Echatim to go to Fakir. Asura Bailon, she's not an Anava Tumah. The Rahman of Shosu Rishayim, it's from the unusual cases that have. And the normal cause of the event is that it's there. But you have Azar, she's Tahera, she's Tahera, she shows up there. I'm not clear with the Rishayim and Bailon, you know that. It's not totally generous. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay about that also, about the same topic. And he brings some of the rise and he brings this riot. He says, what is the only guy in heaven is here, Adaris Eliyahu and Kumish? That Ben Gamla, Nami Ben Rabbi Ben Egel and Egel, Gimel Chalki Atele, he's here, and the Mayan and Kumna, says, so why is Ben Gamla down? Why is it? It's the case of Ben Egel and Egel. The Yisrael of Bible is not a function of the Kumita. He says, when you're only going shot by space, and he holds that it's not totally generous. You see that the Yisrael of Bible is not necessarily solely in the Tumah Vitara. The Tumah Vitara aspect of the Yidah is called the Negev Negev. And when it says separately, they don't the Dham, they don't Toha, they don't Tome, that's about the Yisrael of Bible, that's the Tumah Vitara aspect, totally unrelated to this Tumah.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. You're drinking down? Yes, no, but Rashi Achum is drinking down and down the down means whether the down of the Negro was down to me or down to me. The golden Tumah Vitara, so why did the woman go and say that that's where Negro and that down the down is also Tumah Vitara? So he says, no, you see, because the woman going, but the issue of Negro and Bible is not really an issue. The issue of the Bible is not a function of the Tumah Vitara and the Zalachut. The Zalachut, there are two different aspects of Negro. One is the Bible, one is with that. See, he quotes many Mekaris of this. He quotes one of his Mekaris from the Kuzari. The Kuzari is rarely quoted in Halakha L'maaseh, but this is one of the few cases he quoted. The Kuzari, the Goyishi king had a dream that they told him his Kabbalah are wonderful. Kabbalah are the tree of the Masech, and he dreams that he's worshipping in Avodah Zarah. And in Hashemayim, they think he's such a wonderful fellow, but he should correct his religious practices. He didn't know which religion to convert to, so he called in a rabbi and a Christian priest, and he called in a Muslim chacham, whatever. And each one was presenting their religions, and then he was convinced that the Jewish religion was correct, and then he converted, and all of the Kuzarim converted. And he had Kuzarim in Europe, that is a whole city.
Right.
So the whole book, so Rabbi Levi, he writes about, the book is like a romantic novel. He imagined what the conversation must have been like, what he asked the rabbi, what the melech asked the chacham, what the chavar answered back then. He has the way they're discussing the laws of the Torah, and he said, chacham, you don't observe the laws of Tumah Vitara today. You people listen to everything that it says in the Torah, from the Hashemayim, Torah still applies, even after all the Rish came along the scene, even after Muhammad came along, said, you observe all the laws, how come you don't observe the laws of Tumah Vitara? He explains to them that the laws of Tumah Vitara are no longer relevant to us, because it's only when it has a shaykh is with Kedusha, when you have to enter the Beit HaMikdash or bring Kavanah, the Rish Kavanah, the Rish Tumah. We don't need Tumah, we don't need Tumah Vitara, we don't need Kashim Kam, we don't enter the Beit HaMikdash, we have nothing to do with the only Kedusha. Tumah and Kedusha are tied to the Sasi. That's what the Chavar explains to them. But also, a lot of the churches, and there are a lot of the Tumah, is a tied to the Sasi with Kedusha. But unfortunately, we live in Europe, we have no Inyan, we live in Chutzlar, you have no Yonim of Kedusha, so the whole Tumah Vitara is not relevant. So he says, so why do you women continue to go to Mikveh? The Tumah Vitara is not relevant. So the Chavar answered, no, that has nothing to do with Tumah Vitara. It happened coincidentally. There's a Dinah Midah Lebalah, and there's a Dinah Midah Lechumah. Unrelated, totally unrelated. That's it. So that kind of work for them. There's an angle of the others, they work for them, that's good. That's about from the basic Rav Zev, and published one of his, he has a collection of essays that's called the Orah Halakha. So one of his essays is that Hakuzari Bahalakha. Which halakha do you learn after the state after that? So this is one of the major points of the old question of Kuzari. So Rishik used to laugh at that. He says, what do we have to quote from the Kuzari? That's a Tesis and Baba Kama has like that. Everybody knows. Tesis and Baba Kama, Baki Dada, has a half of Kuni Gemara like that. That neither the Thailand, neither the Paris are unrelated. What do we have so far? There is a consideration of covered abrius. There is a mitzvah covered abrius. We discussed the mitzvah covered abrius is based on the pasuk of Lo Yitamo. The pasuk says that the kindness of the Nitame, the Mason, except if it's one of the Zaykot, Lovri Malachal, Lachal, etc. Then it says, Lo Yitamo, the Gemara has a machlech of the Rekif, and Rabbi Shmuel, and Zvachim, in the beginning of Sotah, but the Lo Yitamo is a Rishus. He's permitted to be in the Tami to the Zaykot, that's Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiddah says, no, Lo Yitamo, Chayva. He's Mechir to be in the Tami, that's how he's asking at Rabbi Kiddah. So we know because of this, Rabbi Kiddah and Shmuel is left with the Chum Bai Sheni. But this dispute between Rabbi Kiddah and Shmuel already existed in the days of the Bai Sheni. The Gemara says there was one Kohen Gadol, whose wife died on her face, and he didn't want to be in the Tami to his wife. Didn't want to attend the funeral because he didn't want to lose his opportunity to be in the Korban test. That's not our base. In lieu of Echav HaKlan, it's our Korachai. It says we don't need to be in the Tami because of this. But it says, Lo Yitam HaKhaiva. So then you always get past like Rebbe Kiva before Rebbe Kiva was born. And then to the Bai Sheni, then you pass like Rebbe Kiva. So Lo Yitam is a Chaiva. It's a man, the end is up, not that good. In the beginning of Sefer has this discussion. So we talk Lo Yitam is a Chaiva. What do you say that then? Why is it coming? Who is to be in the Tami? We say to Rishur to me, he's heartbroken to the third season of Esther, he wants to attend the funeral to me. So we say to Chayva, what's the Chayva, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is covered up here. The show covered to this name, it's only proper that the Zion Chayva should attend it. It's a distant relative. You know, so you can live without that covered. But if it's such a close relative, it's going to be a designer mace if he doesn't attend the funeral. So you have to allow him and require of him that he should participate in the funeral. So that's the marker, that's part of the Lo Yitamo. That was the entire mitzvah, the Mitzvah, that's the source of the mitzvah of Kavod Avir, it always happens in the Chavis people. What if the Kavod Avir comes in conflict with Mitzvah Satayr? There's always a mitzvah of Kavod Avir, Shadis, what if it comes in conflict? There's always a problem, what do you do when you have two mitzvahs that are in conflict with each other? So the Gemara assumes that Kavod Avir is a mitzvah, but the Dina Satayr are others, the Dina Satayr take precedence. However, there are exceptions to the rule. So far, we learned the exception to the rule of Mamayla, and the other exception to the rule is Din Berabana. That is more of Toshma, that we say that a person is obligated, not only committed, he's obligated to be Mitzami to a Meis Mitzvah, even though this will prevent him from fulfilling the Mitzvah Deraisa. And it's not an Eitzik of Mamayla, Mamashi Sura, and it's not an Eitzik of Din Berabana, it's the real Mitzvah Deraisa, Toshma, Malachaytema, Tamalayla. The state by Nazir. It says the Nazir is not submitted to the Mitzvah of the Mason, like the Kohen Gadol is not even the Mitzvah to the Zayin Chayvim. Kohen Hezid has a mitzvah to be the Mitzvah to the Zayin Chayvim. Like Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to be the Mitzvah to the Zayin Chayvim. And the Nazir is the same, he's not submitted to the Mitzvah even to the Zayin Chayvim. But for a Mason Mitzvah, yes, same as the Kohen Gadol. For a Mason Mitzvah, yes, he is the Mitzvah. So not Tom Alaymar. For space time. I'll call Nashis Mason Yoga. The Nazir is not submitted to the Mitzvah to anybody. Why does it say, Ozirek and the father and the mother and the sister and the brother? Yeah. It says it's called Ozirek and the other, so I think we have to keep our race reckoning each and every one. So the Gemara has a bryce, and knows there are long bryce when they say this. Ozirek and this one, so he's not even this case, and that case, and the other case. And then the punchline is, what does that add on? I wish I wrote this for it, Eret Yonta, Zera Tesa. And he's going to Shech the Korban Tesa, and he's going to be the Talmud to the Maze, will be Talmud. If he's going to bury the Maze Mitzvah. The Nazir is committed and obligated to bury the Maze Mitzvah, even though it's in violation of his Din of Nazirah. Like the Kohen Gadol has to be the Talmud to a Maze Mitzvah, even though it's in violation of his Kedushas Kli Nidgayim. So you have to be the Talmud to the Maze Mitzvah, Mishum Kavanaviyah, even if it's in conflict with the Korban Tesa. Or the one word, even though he wants to do the Mitzvah of Mila, and if you don't get the Mitzvah of Mila, it's a double chav on the yod, if the child will never be gemalt, there will be any kikaris on the child. There will never be any kikaris on the father. If a father doesn't take care of Mila Sadeh, he's not chayv kikaris. But if the child is never mal himself, then the child will be chayv kikaris. He gets the bar mitzvah. If the child becomes bar mitzvah and he doesn't bother, and he realizes that he's alone, he doesn't bother to take care of it, then the child will be chayv kikaris. Machlekes Rashi and Tesis and the end of the market. Machlekes Raman Rad, what does he mean, Yichai Kos? Yeah. Where is Yichai Kos? I said, he kills by Mitzvah, and he waits till next year. He knows he's in Olam, and he doesn't, and he knows he's supposed to take care of it. He doesn't bother to take care. And next year, he becomes more reform, and he decides he better get the Brit Milah. So do you say that once he has a Brit Milah, before he dies, he's not Yichai Kos? So when is Yichai Kos? If he dies, never having had a Brit Milah. So what's the good? What is the courage? He just dies.
Yeah.
So that is the courage that Yichai Kos will be punished in all manners. Will be punished in all manners. But that's what he knows. He knows. The first day he's done this, and he knows he's a moral, and he knows he has to take care of it. And he doesn't, so he's already high courage for postponing 1 minute, for postponing 1 day. I'm doing it with you. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the end of Machlokes. Machlokes is Rambam and the Rashi. No, Shabbat is not a Shabbat. Not a Shabbat. So the Braita says, Rashi says the Braita picks on the two cases. The most chomadik mitzvahs that we can possibly imagine in the Torah. What mitzvahs do you have that carry with them the punishment of karet if you don't do it? So the only two that are mitzvahs, if you come in the Pesach, the Yitan Yom Kippur, the Ezra, they are. You do all the 36 pieces in the Torah are alavim, are yisurim, except for Lira and Kod Pesach, which only are mitzvahs Pesach. So the guy begins the example, the Nazir, he's a Nazir, and he's a kind of rubble. And he has a listener that's Pisca and a Tera Pesach and he wants to bring the Kod Pesach, and as he's going to the Beit HaMidrash, he finds there on the highway a Meis Mitzvah, there's nobody else to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. But it didn't require that he should be Matami to the Meis Mitzvah, even though there'll be a violation of Kohen being Matami and his Kohen Gadol being, he's a Kohen Gadol, and he's a Kohen, and all the others, and everything, also the Tananda, and he's going to lose his chance to bring the Kod Pesach, which has a need of courage. Which has an initial courage. For what? Tera Pesach says, our normal is no. Which also has a punishment of courage with it.
There's two children here.
That's the problem. Man is courage. His kid is only 8 days old. His man is courage. But by the time the kid will be by the time the father will take care of him. So why is that an example
of
why is that an example of such an Issachomer? So that's what Rashi has to shut the wrong shot is, but still, this Lila has sometimes, so the guy says, this is a mitzvah from the earth. That's one shot Rashi gives. And Rashi gives another shot that no. The normal of the no means the case that it's there to pay
something.
And if you won't, and Lila Sabbath is the Akkadis and Akkadis and Akkadis, if you won't take care of the son of Brit Lila, then he won't be able to touch this, he won't be able to eat and it's called Pesach. And if you want it to come Pesach, I have a child who's not Gimmal, and it's Erev Pesach, and I can mal him, and I'm lazy and I don't mal him, so the male I can't be in the Kodim Pesach, I can't become Pesach. I'm Chai Kodim, so I'm not taking care of him. I should have gotten a mail in the morning, and done the Brit Milah, and enabled myself to become Pesach. The fact that I didn't bother to get the mail, which made it impossible for me to eat the Kodim Pesach, will warrant courage. But not doing it this year. And he's held up a wish for the sister, and he's not going to take care of that carbon test, not going to become better. Then very the nation said he's going to be Tommy. He won't be able to eat the carbon test. Even though not participating in carbon test, usually Warren's curry. The Torah says every year, he won't get any courage. He should bury the base mitzvah, forget about it. So that's the two shots of Rashi. What's wrong with the night? So the one shot is, it's just not enough time. This will take care of the base mitzvah. He will not take care today. He'll have to take care of the base mitzvah some other time. But not taking care of the base mitzvah is a terrible, terribly serious thing. Because his courage is off. Even though there's actually not going to be courage in this case, but this courage is off. The other shot of Rashi is, no, we don't want just a little courage is off. So what's the case? If he won't acknowledge the night, he won't need to come to Pesach, and by taking care of the late mitzvah, they just won't think of it. He has this late in the afternoon, it's an hour before the shiur, and he has this late mitzvah, and he plans to do the Lila Tabein on his baby in the last hour of that thing. He waited till the last minute. He waited till the last minute, so he's going to take care of the late mitzvah. And again, so he's just not the late shiur, he won't be able to take care of the Lila Tabein. If he won't take care of the Lila Tabein, then maybe he won't be able to eat the Kodim Pesach. Because Lila Tabein is not his enough of Kodim Pesach. Everybody who, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, for whatever reason, brings Pesach Sheni. That's what some Rishonim learn is going to be the Gemara's explanation. Why cover that beer? It is very here. Because it's a shulman here. It's a very light. It's a shulman. You see.
That's how the other shulman doesn't tie down from COVID. So it's
being closed, no? No, it's not COVID. No, for whatever reason, if he didn't tie the shame, it's not COVID. If he doesn't bring tithes of shame, he didn't bring tithes of shame, he brought tithes of shame,
yeah.
But then the Mishnah has different shit to see how long, then you have to call it more than that.
Let me be honest.
Only one example then, going back to that confessor.
He brought a confessor. That's what I'm trying to do. The second shot in Rashi, there's a Mecha on this, and the second, he has an answer. A lot of the Mecha on this, he has a shot in, and the second shot in Rashi, that it really means, he's out of the Khalifa of the Israel. That the second shot in Rashi is that the Lomel is below, is not possibly left at the Kodim Tessa. So why do you say that he's unable to eat the Kodim Tessa because he didn't mount his son? Because he gave it to him because he's Tomei.
Tomei,
because he's got to be Tomei. What do you say? There are two cases. I have a question that's two cases. And he dumps into the late mitzvah. And if he doesn't, if he buries the late mitzvah, it's going to be Tomei. And he won't be able to eat the Kodim Tessa because it's going to be Tomei. So then you say, hey, I heard that Loma was denying an Erev Pesach. And if he's not done all year long, tell us Loma was denying. And if he won't be done with God, that's the dead of Choma Miyot. Because this is, sometimes it's correct if you don't take care of Miyot. No, we're talking Hela Choma was denying an Erev Pesach. And if he won't be done with God, he will not be permitted to eat the Kodim Tessa. Because we must have brought it in the Atat Melech of the Kodim Tessa. It's going to be Mitzvah to the Meir, it's going to be Tomei. So what do you have to throw in? Lama was benign. So you have to ask this, and that's why I'm obviously back where he's talking about a Pesach Abba Bitzuma. Otherwise, the first case, by the way, the Kodim Tessa is the Pesach Abba Bitzahalim. Anybody's car. So if you're coming, you're not going to eat the Kodim Tessa. You have to wait for Pesach Sheni. But the halach mitzvah is prescribed for anybody else who's bringing contest of the tarah. So you're going to be in the tarah to the main mitzvah. I'm already make it impossible for you to participate in contest. And that's a double chav on the earth, because if you don't participate in contest, you have current. And nonetheless, the demons are covered up easily. They're in the main mitzvah. It takes precedence and you take care of the main mitzvah. You bring type of shame. You don't bring type of shame. The level is the level. I'll be talking about a case. Yeah, a different case. Not the same year. It's a test of half of the tumor. It's really not cheaper in Tommy Mays anyway. So if I'm going to leave in Tommy to the May, I won't bother. That won't prevent me from participating in the contest. There's just not enough time in the day to take care of both. If I'm going to take care of the next mitzvah, and I waited to do the bris till the last half hour in the day. If I'll take care of the next mitzvah, it's going to be after the shkian, I won't be able to do the bris that day in Balayla. Can't do the bris Balayla. So I will be prevented from eating the Korban Tessa because of the Nila Tabon and the Akos and the left of the Korban Tessa. So the next mitzvah says that the Akrenim have a shayla. Is there courage in such a case?
Oh, yeah.
The Pasuk in Bahalaisa says, when it has the Jun of Pesach Sheni, it says like this, Uisha Shehu Tahor, without Lochaya, Vukadam, and Akhenat Pesach, the Nechusa and Nechashahi. So it says, Uisha Shehu Tahor, without Lochaya. If he's Tahor, what if he's not Tahor? Not Tahor, he can't bring Pesach, there's nothing to discuss. And he says, no, what if it's a Pesach Abba Betunah? And a person doesn't care, and he just doesn't bring Korban Pesach, he doesn't participate that year and bring Korban Pesach. Even if he's Tomei, but Allah allows you to bring the Korban Pesach of the Tumah, the Rebbe of people is Tomei. Would you have an Einish Karis or not? Because if you read the Pasuk literally, it doesn't say that this Karis is. Only says, Lisha Shul Tahor. We got a Lord Holy Makat on the Asat of Pesach. And he's negligent if he doesn't bring. Lord did his dignity if he's Tomei, and he could have blood from Pesach of the Tumah. You're not going to swear, what would it be? So he has Tomei, Ach, right? Not the Sefer of Tomei. He has in the, there's a Sefer called Zer Avram. Zer Avram. The Yosameach had one daughter who married and she had no children. Her husband died leaving no children. Her husband was a big Tamarach, but Avram lived there. So he used to correspond. Did they tell her what Yamanachem Zender? One of them was killed by the Nazis and they were also there. So after this, Avram looked at passed away and he had no children. So Yamanachem Zender published a sefer in his memory and he called it Zer Avram. Well, he had no children. So this should be the Mokim, his Azeichatim, that this should be his children. So he published the correspondence that they had back and forth. He was a big time of this of Avram Lutzia. But you can tell his letters are very good, but Avram Zender's letters are much stronger than his. You can tell it's very hard. Avram Zender's letters are longer, and they're stronger, and he quotes the read. He never comes to Avram Lutzia with any mistakes, but he doesn't. He didn't have the heckis that Avram Zender was a friend of his. But in the letters, in the middle of all the letters, every 20 pages you have a letter from the Yosemite thrown in. That if the son of God sent to him, he had access to additional letters in the Yosemite. I don't see him in the state of Yosemite. So this is one of those letters in the Zer Avram. So he says that the Achayim, he tells him that the Achayim discussed this issue, and he read that Pasuk in Parshas Balak, but should be taken literally, that whenever the person is Tomei, even though he does have the ability to bring Korban Pesach, because Rosh Hashanah is Tomei, so we say then that there is no Korban, because Pasuk Misha Shuntara, Rachadam Yasar Pesach, and he's Tomei, there's no Korban, but he say no! The Pasuk means whenever he has the ability to bring Korban Pesach, he should say, then he has the ability! If he was telling that the Pesach of the Torah is also cursed. And he says, that's what you see from the second day in Rashi. And according to the second day in Rashi, that he says, well, there's been all, goes on an Erev Pesach, and what prevents him from bringing the Korban Pesach is the Milah Hadayim. Not to assume that I would have got the Torah to last day, that the Rosh Hashanah is Sunday. So you see that it's Korban, because Rashi is trying to give you a chance to discover it. So you see that you don't bring the Korban Pesach in such a case, Rashi orders it, what's the Korban? The barrier makes this is Zeicha Nila Tadein and Zeicha Korban Pesach. The Shamash and Eichon Eich, Yopi Yachri Tamei. What if one of the seven relatives died? And Erev Pesach, Eichon Hatzai, Eichon Hatzai. So to die before Hatzai, so there's not yet to be Korban Pesach. Then the Gemara says it's lost and then he's increased within the Shamash to the Meis. And so for God, Hatzai is Korban Pesach. But if he died, Eichon Hatzai. And as Hatzai is the Chiyam, Hatzai is Korban Pesach is Kal. So that's who preceded the Chiyam to be the Tam to the Meis and he's not. Then his writer says, since the chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach preceded the chiyuv to bring Korban to the maid, if he finds out that the maid, that the seven relatives died after Hatzai, then he's not allowed in the Talmud. I'm a Torah Talmud, he's not allowed in the Talmud. Yochel, maybe you'll think, Kishen, Shin, Talmud Lahem, just like he's not the Talmud, to design Kuali, if they died after Hatzai, so he finds out about after Hatzai, should you think it's the same thing, by Meis Mitzvah? He's one of the seven relatives that, but there's a Chavit Hadisha. Chavit Hadisha's going to bury them, the other Hadisha, I intend to see them over there. So, But the Bible says that because there's a higher degree of cover of the Israel, Meis Mitzvah never got in the Talmud. That's the definition of a Meis Mitzvah. The Gemara says when you try to get someone else to take care of the Gemara, I'm a Kohen, I'm a Nazir, I'm on my way to bring some Pesach, and I can't get out with a telephone call, I can't get anybody else to take care of me. There's no one else to come. The Gemara gives that definition of Apsadik. And the Gemara is Apsadik, that's the definition of a Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you see that participating in the tour of the Meis Mitzvahs and in the Kavod Abriyas, which is very even in the right in the area of Dinim Amunis. Great Dinim Aramai, why are you allowed? Lame, well, why don't we say Chavod Abriyas in the name of Hashem? Why don't you say that Kavod Abriyas is not there, and it's in the right name? Dinim Amunis, that's an exception to the rule. Shine it up in the Chesiv HaChesh, it's a part. It's great Dinim Amunis, but it's limited. So let's turn out from there to call us a recruiter that Kavod Abriyas is back all over. And we want Shevi Al-Tase. Shiny. What is the Shevi Al-Tase shiny? We hear this, the Machlech Yisrael Shalom, so the Oruch learned Shevi Al-Tase shiny, means like you said before. When you say that Kavod Abriyas is not Zeche, Dinde Raisa, when the Kavod Abriyas, if you say Kavod Abriyas is Zeche, you will lose the observance of the Dinde Raisa. But if you say Kavod Abriyas, take precedence, and don't bring Pesach Rishon, bring Pesach Sheni. So since the Eshel Tashlom, that's how he interprets the word. Shevi Al-Tase doesn't mean versus Kumiyasei. Shevi Al-Tase means don't do it now, do it later. You'll bring Pesach Sheni and give Baal a year. So since the Eshel Tashlom, that's a different Anglican. It's not such a serious violation. Of course, it's preferable that everybody has the opportunity to should bring Pesach Rishon as opposed to Pesach Sheni. Shouldn't they? So give Baal a year. But over here, with in conflict, bringing Pesach Rishon is in conflict with Kavod Abriyas, so the Meis Mitzvah. So you say, let him take care of the Meis Mitzvah today, and I'll bring Pesach Sheni. That's how the Yoruch learns. But it doesn't really fit in well for the Russian and Mother, but we have to give It doesn't say Shaila has to be Eshla Tashlum. We have the Girsa. We have run out of different Girsa. So the way we have the Girsa, the Achayim point out the Aruch, the different Girsa, different Shah. So the way we run the Gemara is different. That whenever the violation of the Dindya Raita is an Ishakal, so then we say cover up this, but let's say you're violating something in Mamoino. So Rashi said cow. Cow means Surah. Mamoino is cow. You're violating Risa de Rabbon. The Rosh says you're violating it, and the other father is violating it, and the other shade is. And it's a cow. The author of the Gemara says, this is a shady al Tatu. He's not violating an Aveir of the Kumi al Tatu. When he's returning to the Neish Mitzvah, he's not fulfilling the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. He's not fulfilling the Mitzvah of Ines Aveir on the Yom HaShmini. So that's not the Kumi al Tatu doing an Aveir. It's the shady al Tatu. He's not being called Pesach. So people essay, cover up this is very essay. Even an essay, they're essay. But in the battle, an essay, cover up this is powerful enough. But to be over an Aveir, in the time of the occasion, in the time of the Nathan, has to make Kachna. That's how the Gemara says. So here Rashi says, we have Kakashi. So what does it come out of Maskana? It comes out of Zami Becha Mamayla. Zami Becha Mamayla. Zami Becha Dinam Zirabanan. And it's Becha only to show you how fast we have this. So how is that Rashi says it? So how is that Kaya in the Tamik to design Kaya? Why is the Kaya in the Tamik to design Kaya? Because it's covered up here. Where is Tamik? That's the whole purpose of covered up here. Where is Tamik? So how is the Kaya in the Tamik to design Kaya? That the Kumbi has the end of the Nisha de Raisa? The Kabbalah is not Nisha de Raisa. How is anybody? So the Kabbalah is not Nisha de Raisa. So learn from that part, two things that there is a mitzvah of Kabbalah is. And it's even the Nisha de Raisa, the Kumbi has the end. That's what Rashi is. Rashi says here. Or Kohen Gadol was also the time to make mitzvah. Kohen Gadol was earlier. This is what the Kumbi has the end. This is what the Kumbi has the end. So Rashi answers, Rashi is the Kash. So Rashi is, no, that's not the cover up. Really, it's in Berich and Yisra de Raisa. There's a difference between Yuchuri and Utra. Here, the cover up is Berich, here they have to come company. He wants to walk home with the Yogos to keep him company, he's not available, and he's been on the he wants to keep him company, cover up is, and then they have to walk on a base up front. He wants to be Mechabit the Malchi Yisrael, Malchi and the Shalom. And he bumps him to a nation with his Akuma de Rabban. So that's the meaning of Kabbalah is being Berkha the other day. Here it says, Mechumish, Akuma is basically Mayav, Kiyim, Mayitama, Kiyim, Mayav, Vim, Malach, Asachos. It's the truth, that's an exception to the rule. So I mean, when the Torah formulated the Easter from the Kohanim, the Easter was never formulated in the first place if it's the case of Zayn Kraven or if it's the case of Eitz Mitzvah. But you could have said, the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam, that's the basic point that I gave to Rashi. The Rambam writes the same that the Kohanim being the Tamei, the Zayn Kraven is a din of the Chuyo, not a din, he writes explicitly that Rashi. The Kuya, he has two eight Kuach Kohanim, and it's not Mutra, and he gives you an Akhtimina. What's an Akhtimina? Whether the Pshat is that the mitzvah of Kabbat Abri is the Zer, which participates in the Revaya, one of the Zankar, is such a great mitzvah, therefore it's Zerika, the Easter of Kuach Kohanim, and you say, no, but the whole Easter was never given in the first place. So the Rambam says, no, tell me, the Kuya is not Mutra, and he tells you an Akhtimina, it's a little strange to understand what's the connection. He says, what's that law? Law of Might, it comes up all the time. That the Kohen has to come to participate in the Levaya. Are there fitters? Wife died, his father died, whatever. Brother died, they have to go to the chapel. And there's another mate in the chapel. Not another supporter. If he's permitted to go in, to the chapel to participate. So the Rambam writes that it's probably said it is. If it's the chapel would have been like Rashi, that it's neutral, that the Gomor, but then he's permitted to go into the chapel, even though there's another mate at the same time. But if it's the Kuyo, so it's probably the Kuyo for this night and after that night. Why in the world should it be Tali Zedda there is very hard, very, very hard to understand. What's the difference? Why should it be Tali Zedda there? That's why the Nitzir denies that the Rambam never says. The Nitzir writes in the Zir on the Shulchan that even though those are the words of the Rambam, we have to reinterpret it, and the Rambam never meant it because it just doesn't make any sense. But others learned, as the Rambam learned, that's what the Rambam said and that's what he meant. I watched the Kuyo as what? Talk about from Hashem, I don't know. But that's what the Rambam writes. The Chuyah, he has two men, it's not Rucher, it's only the Chuyah. And therefore, you're not permitted to go into the Beis HaKvar. You're not permitted to go with another mate. If, let's say, if the Kohen is there with his mate, The Pope walks in and then they bring in another mate, but the Rambam says that he doesn't have to leave, he's politically named it, doesn't have to leave. A cold man that is holding on to his mate, so he's in the same wall. So he's acting like it's too much to multiply by adding on another mate, and a third mate, and a fourth mate, and a hundred mate. That's not a cut. Or let's say he's going in the hearse with his mate, one of his anchors in the hearse, and he's going to the cemetery. So as he goes on the highway, as he goes on the road to the cemetery, so the Rambam writes it's permissible to go on the trees, and go to the lion and other nations, and to go to the Salamis. Yeah, that's not a problem. No problem is after he finishes burying the mate, how's he going to get out? How's he going to get out? Because after he buries his mate, there's no longer in the chapel. Let's say the Kohen has left, so he wants to go to the cemetery. He's not allowed in the time to design Kohen after the burying. The only time that happened is in the time is before the burying. But then we start this in the morning after the burying is finished. And that's what the Rambam says.
On this weekend, it's talking about our
school. Right.
The difference is not being that the Shirin, but this is looking at Ben and he's talking about the Shirin and Ashalayim. That's the difference thing. No, that's the difference. It's a special consideration. There's a special consideration. So here the Rambam says he's going to have, as he goes in the hearse, that's no problem. He can in the time because many mates would run. But if they're going to bury his mate, so how's he going to fly out for the helicopter? Let's say, if I touch the maid, then I'm no longer touching the maid, I'm an avatumah. So if I touch you, you become a rishon utumah. What if I'm still touching the maid? And then I touch you, so the gemara says, like, let's use it, you become an avatumah. You become an avatumah. You see, so while I'm touching the maid, I have more tumah than touching the maid that I let go. So while I'm still touching it, I'm still in the car, I'm still in the hearse with the maid, so it doesn't matter if I touch more maids, there's no cassettes tumor. But once they bury the maids already, I'm no longer touching my maid, one of his anchors, I'm no longer touching the maid, and then I'll touch another maid, that's not mine, then I'll be most of tumor for life, even if they call a call. I am an avatumor. But when I touch a maid, I become more than an
avatumor.
You got me another person? Yeah. That's enough to mean it, but the fact that Megabi another person, he'll be on a higher level of Tumah, shows that I'm on a higher level of Tumah, not holding on to the Mace. So that's called for Sefer Tumah. And the Raizah disagrees with the Rambam and Tamachleki, the Rambam and Raizah, the Adam Paskin and the Gemara and Nozah. Gemara has a discussion about this, Rabbi Rav Yosef. So the Dinam of Nozah are the same as the Dinam of Kohen. So the Raizah holds that that's called Tumah v'chibur, and I'm still touching the Mace. And I touch you, you become an Av, instead of just, if I let go, you only become a Rishon. If I'm still holding on, you become an Av, so that's a Shaila, is that a Din the right or a Din the Rabbanan? That Din, that cold man I'm still holding on, you become an Av, Tumah b'chiburin, but you become an Av, if that's a Din the right, then it's a Hechocher, that when I touch the Mei, cold man I'm still holding on to the Mei, so that's a higher level of Tumah, that's Mei, the Tumah of the Mei. And the Raita holds on, that holding on Tumah b'chiburin is only a Din the Rabbanan. It's only a Din the Rabbanan, so it would only be called Mei, the Tumah of the Mei. If I touch the mace on, I touch my mace on Sunday, then I touch another mace on Monday. When I touch another mace on Monday, I have to postpone the Hazar Shvi Shvi for another day. But if I touch the mace this morning, and I touch another mace in the afternoon, so the right hold, there's no high stuff in some of that holding, because the bones coming to La Bona, so that's in the race. And it's all on the same day, so I'm not being right to tomorrow to Moshe. That's not going to be the right on the right day.
Okay,
then that's
one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Right, so the Rambam holds that that's still an Issa Deraisa, because when I'm touching, when I touch, even though I already touched the mace today, and I'm an Avatumah, but when I touch the mace again, I touch another mace again, that's a higher level of Tumah. So I'm being mace of Tumah, but really it's a higher level, so Tumah B'chibur is Deraisa. If I touch someone else, or I'm still touching this mace, he'll become an Avatumah as opposed to just becoming an Issa Tumah. He becomes an Avatum, he has to have Azor Shri Shri Shri, just like any other. He only becomes a Rishon Lekumah, he just goes to Mikveh today, and they're finished, the cycle. He doesn't become an Avatum, he needs 7 days.
Azor Shri Shri.
That's how the Rishonim quote the Raizah. According to the Raizah, who's not worried about like the Tumah Tumah Tzai, because well, some of the people are going to their Raizah, so the only time you have a problem is if you touch the neighbor, it's not their day late, it's just next on Monday. So the case of the rain, I think, quotes, according to the Raizah, we don't, the Raizah, we don't have it. That the later Rishonim quote based on the Raizah, that he, that is not as good, we don't have any Ezer Torah, as long as you touch the next on one day, so you can't say if he touches the mace on the next day, he might just come up and up. He's postponed the Hazor Shri Shri. He can't be mad anyway. You don't have any Torah Duma. So you say, come to the right, that even if he touches the mace next day, it would be the same as touching the mace on the same day.
relatives. So where did that leave you? That's us. So once the Kohen went to all of our, you have a relative, the rest of his life is committed, that's the status. The rest of the life is committed to the Nisani Relation. Is that what the writer said? That's what it sounds like to the writer. And then the Chassam Sefer has in his Chuvah, the Nari Yehuda has Taurus on the side of the other, it's called the Dogma Gomer. So the Dogma Gomer, he says, we only used to learn Shat and Elijah for years, but the writer all did is Mutsu to the Nisani Relation. Once the Kohen Bizman Azor is ready to come to Amei, you don't have any Eichel Torah. So the Rishonim said that Bizman Azor, you can touch Amei on the next day. Nothing more to God adding anything, you don't have any additional, nothing additional. So the Kohen Bizman Azor has to come. But then he said, somebody wrote, the Zeg Mavoma wrote that. He thought, he thought it was Mutsu, and then he liked to look at the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech has a discussion, what Shat and Elijah is, and then he said, somebody showed me the writing in the same for clean days. The same writer who wrote Hasagas on the Rambam wrote other things as well. So one of the other things is that the Sefer called Tzvi Zeyn, which has a lot of the Sefer by the writer and by contemporaries of the writer. So in the Tzvi Zeyn, it says the Sefer in the name of the writer, same writer, a different writer. But this is the same writer as the one on the Hasagas, but he never meant that. He meant to say that there's not Malkus, but there's still an issue of the writer. So he writes that somebody showed him the Tzvi Zeyn, and he came to the realization that when the writer writes in the Christmas Jewish, that there's no Malkus, he meant literally there's no Malkus, but he didn't mean that there's no Yisus. So the Chassam Sefer writes in his children, he knows who that person is, who shows him every year. It was my Rebbe writer, my Rebbe Amnath Nagla. He remembers the Chassam Sefer left his parents' home, and it was Bar Mitzvah, he said it Bar Mitzvah Shebe. The Chassam Sefer said it was Bar Mitzvah Shebe. And it was something on the Zikin, that he was a descendant from the Chayt Yeshuas, I think, one of the Sefer that no one looks today. And years ago, it used to be a plastic kind of sack on the side of the wall, and the Zikin sometimes, well, the Kama, but we see it. Sometimes the Pali looked in the Chayt Yeshuas. So he, his Bar Mitzvah Shebe was, and he shrugged up something that the author gave us. Father didn't understand what he's got, here too, that the woman Mingala does not even talk much. He thought that it was quite a good trip, and he said to you all too, to get up in public. And he said, it's a parent, it's not up at the altar, and he said, he went up and he snatched him in public and took him. And he said, yeah, a chutzpah to disagree with the altar Zeta. So the other of Nasan Abba said, why are you smacking your son? He loves what he's talking about. The altar Zeta is a woman, a boy, he's not. So he told him that he should leave his parents home. He says, he's going to stay by his parents. His father's going to smack you every time you say something against him, I shall get him. He says, he's going to ruin you. But the age of 13, he left his parents and he never went back. He went back, he was saved by the Rebbe. The Rebbe, he didn't marry the Rebbe's daughter. The Rebbe didn't kidnap him to marry his daughter. The Rebbe only had one daughter, I think she also died. He had no children. Not only had one daughter who died with no children. But he stayed with the Rebbe. Whenever the Rebbe was kicked out of Frankfurt, then he left with the Rebbe. And he traveled with him a lot. So when Nathan Adler met the Rebbe Yehuda and they were talking about him, he was there. So he liked that some said, like, I know who showed the Dogma of that, you know, that my Rebbe showed him about the Tzvi Zeyn. He said the Sefer said it's an issue there. That's the sign of the man of death, that the Kohen went to medical school. Yeah. Is there any Smith Lahakel, someone who is in the tariff as a Smith Lahakel, this Tiger Cheetah? So that's what the other sign there, that the whole thing is Mamish and Mistake. The right of letter says that it's Mutter. The right of letter in the Hilchot Yuzirus is Eilechi Melo. Whoever wants to give Malchus all of her ayah. Whoever wants to give the Kohen Malchus to Min Kamei, all of her ayah has to prove it. So that's what the Tzvi Zeyn writes. What he meant to say was there's no Malchus. Never meant to say that it's Mutter. That's an issue. So again, Lori have the Gemara. Rashi and Taisus, both they have the Kashim. Rashi and Taisus both bothered with this Kashim. How could he mark them out when not covered? That there are only three kuvahs. That covered up means it's Zechad Dirim Rabbanan. Covered up means it's Zechad Dirim the right thing Mama. You know, covered up means it's Zechad the Shady Al-Tazim. That's all. And then it's, how can it be? What about the Ethem Din of Lo Yitama? That a coin is Matama to the right thing. That's the kuvah out there and he said they're right too. What about the Din that a Kangol is Matama? A Nazir is Matama to Anay Shmutu. That's the kuvah out there and he said they're right too. The Rashi says there's one tariff on everything. That's not the covered up means it's Zechad Yisuri Nazir and Zechad Yisuri Kahuna and Zechad Yisuri Kangol. It's who should make part of when the prohibitions were formulated and never applied in this case. That's what Rashi answers. Taisus doesn't go for that, and Taisus says that it's not correct. Then why should you say that that's Butra? Taisus says, no, it's Dukhuya. Taisus says that it's Dukhuya. I said, what do you do? How is it Derech and Issa Deraita? We come to that. Taisus says, obviously, you have to say that these are weaker Issuim. Why are they weaker Issuim? The Taisus says that the Issa Kahuna is not Shalom Bakol. Why has such a son of 1,000 Igomers? Only Kohanim are used to not be in the town of the Mesa. And Kanzel was about there. Accurate. It's only by one person. Only by Kanzel. But even the Issa from Kohen Hedges not to be in the town of any nation is an Issa Shalom Bakol. And Issa Shalom Bakol is an Issa. And this context is an Issa Kal.
So Kavanah is in Zeichet. What about Nazir? Anybody, Isha or Isha? Anybody can become a Nazir. No, anybody can become a Nazir. Just because we don't have any of our friends are Nazirians, doesn't mean that it's not an Isha Hashem Bakov. Theoretically, anybody can be entitled to Nazir. That's called an Isha Hashem Bakov. The Tzadik Kor writes from the Gemara in Yevamos and Hotzer. An Isha Allah, she asked the Shayla. An Isha Nazir is not the Hashem Bakov, but it lends itself to be undone. If you realize that you made a mistake at the time that you're Makab and Nazir is, The Mishnah has in the Mishnah has that in the year 70, they knew the Beit HaMikdash was having that in the heart, but they didn't have newspapers, the telephones, the television. So there were people who were macabre and Naziris after the Beit HaMikdash was already destroyed, and then they waited a month, and then they traveled to Yerushalayim to bring their Kavanos, and then they come to Yerushalayim, there's no Kavanos, no Beit HaMikdash, nothing. So now they're stuck for the rest of their life. Because the Nazir remains a Nazir until he brings the Kabbalah. If there's not Beit HaMikdash, he can't bring the Kabbalah. He remains also the Allah. There was a Nazir in the Nazir. The Nazir. Shay Yashikhan's father was a Nazir. So he, that's a gone from. That's the way he is now. He was in Kabbalah Nazir, and then he was a Nazir for the rest of his life because he can't bring Kabbalah. He's not a Nazir. There's no Hesed to be a Nazir. So the Mishnah has been a Nazir. These people when the time was used after the third Beit HaMikdash was already destroyed, and if they would have realized that it was already destroyed, a whole thing about being destroyed, they would have never accepted the Nazirah. So the Mishnah says, oh, not the Nazirah. Hashanah, maybe you don't even need that person, but Mamish and Nazirah Torah. Sometimes the thing is Mamish and Nazirah Torah is Torah's drummer. Torah's more, you don't need that Torah. And sometimes it's a quasi Torah, so then you need a Hector. You need a Hesed, but so that's called an Issa Sheyesh to the Sheila. Allah, Sheyesh to the Sheila, you see a Yadarim and Shvuris and Yaziris and Hegdashis and Haram and these kind of things. It's an Issa Hashavah Bakal. But Sheyesh to the Sheila, it lends itself to being undone, like they have to listen to the dark, that's called Sheila. The place is close to the Gemara, the first parrot in Yvonne, the Gemara, they talk to that something similar. It's not all identical, but similar. The other part, Hesed Bechel Hesed, see? But then that's the Bechel Hesed to the Hesed. And that's the Kelly Bechel Hesed to the unless the light has to be asked, then it shall be called, or the ask the Shayla. Then, after he's even there, the light has to be asked because it's an Easter, Easter in Kalim. So the ask the Shayla, or then it shall be called. So Tesha said it, that's the answer over here. That's the Tesha Chofa Menawa. The Mamas Koshevi Al-Tasha. They say, Rashi has to cash the how is the Nazir and the Kongodal and the Kaya, how are they coming to the Nazir, the Tola Zanka? The Rashi says that it's Sutra, and Tesha says they don't think that that's correct. It's on Utra Tkuya. Says, well, the real answer is that it's the Surim Kalim. Why? It's in the Shalom Bakal, and it's Yesh to the Shalom. They don't tell you, but it's based on the one of the first Tarek in Yevamos. And again, to A, that's the Bechel Hesed, so the answer is that these are categories of the Surim Kalim. The question tells us what comes out from Maskana. The question tells us what comes out from Maskana. That hand, you have five Heterim in the Gemara. You have the Rabbanon, so I believe the Rabbanon, and it's based on the Kumi Yatei, and it's based on the Maimah. That's the Shabbos. See, that's the Prima Gordon. The Shul Prima Gordon points out. The Gemara is said by Ashavas Azeidah. You don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of Ashavas Azeidah if it's Zakin Beidah Lefich Reuter. Not a hakal, but it's a Dinde Raisa. But the Gemara said, it's true, and I'm not going to. Once you get to the answer, Sheva Atah Tashayit, you're not forced into saying that answer. But that's what the Prima Gordon says. You can in the topic, maybe once you get to the answer, that answer falls off. And maybe it's not true. Maybe it's true, and I'm not going to. He's not sure. Or maybe not. Yes, that's the Shabbat. The Gemara Tosfos has a problem. The Gemara only says Ella when they back out from a previous answer, and the previous answer was given by a Mandama, by someone whose name. It was given by somebody, but the Gemara didn't say who the somebody was.
The Gemara says it,
King Subid. In this context,
I think
it's going to get the Esa Becha Lai Sentai. I think it's a different Shalom there. There it's going to get the Esa Becha Lai Sentai. So the Marcus is an article. I don't remember, but I'm going to look up the Gemara. Anyway, that's the thing about it. It speaks about this. It's going to say Yeshua. Once you get to the final answer, say you have to ask the Shalom, so maybe that's the answer of Hashem because they also. So there's no effort to say that. That's the quality of the Shalom. It's going to make a lay up here. Unless you say no, but just like the Gemara said in Yevamos, that you said it's going to lay up here. You say that three categories of Malacha, there's a shot. So let's take the Gemara say so. That you have five clues in my eyes. I'm dealing with Rabbanu Kabbalah B'Yisrael Zeicha, and I'm dealing with the right Zeicha if it's Mamayo, or if it's Shevi Al-Tasa. I'll let you learn that. Now you learn Shevi Al-Tasa, keep Shuta, very good from the essay. And you also learn Shevi Al-Tasa, you can only bring that to Shani.
could be completely different interpretation. And then Tyson said, you have another two coolers, namely, if it's cover up this is there, and he said, they're right, and then come there, and say, it's the Sheila, and it's not Sheila, Sheila, but you have five at there, according to Rashi, you only have three at there. The last two don't exist, there is no such, you know, but right? This is fourth, some gears have had it in the Gemara, right there. Some gears have had it in the Gemara, what they said it on over here. That if it's Rashi, and Sheila, but call it, Rashi, and Sheila, then it's better even to come here. So we have five kudus in the Gemara. They saw the five, the rest added on the sixth one. What if it's a little bit right that he's violating the Shergi? So the Rosh has a gist of the whole das is that whenever the Yisra that Kavarabit is up against the cow, so then Kavarabit is there, so he's violating the Yisra that right to the Shergi, so that's what it means to cow, and then Raman denies it. So that's the Shaila, how he passed in there. Did they read a three or five or six kumas? That's the Shaila. The Kavarabit is there for three cases. It could be some there for two. The Tesha, the Primogram, that's Tesha, could be once you get to the final answer, Shevi Al-Tasa. Even when the Rakim is closed up, so it's not true that it's Bechon Amani. Could be there are only two Kubas. Either there are two Kubas, or there are three Kubas, or there are five Kubas, according to Tesha, or there are six Kubas, according to the Rosh, and that's the Shaila Ali Paskin, with the Rosh and the other... No, and the other...
And if you have a wedding procession that's going down the road, they're dancing with a cousin dollar. And they have funeral going down the road this way. And they get to the crossroads of who is the president. So the Gemara says that the Kavod HaChaim takes precedence. Kavod HaChaim takes precedence because Kavod HaChaim is older than Kavod HaMeitim, that's for sure. And then in Kavod HaMeitim, there are also different madrigas. There's a Zion Kroivin that comes down with not older than the time. Then you have Meitim, so there's a bigger business, a bigger thing going on Meitim. But different madrigas. This is discussed in the different madrigas and cover up me. These are very relevant halachas. There was a big dispute between the Mishkanis Yankis and Shlomo Eger, the son of Rabbi Kinegia, about a dinner the other day. And let's say the client is in an apartment. In Europe, this used to be a common shadow. The streets were constructed in such a way that all of the houses on one side of the street were connected. There was And the Chachmei, when he was kicked out from Frankfurt. The meaning was that the Kohanim would go sleep on the other side of the street. So the Chachmei of Frankfurt during his period. So they held that practice was wrong. They held that even if a man died on this side of the street, the Kohanim have to leave the other side of the street also, because the sewage pipe connected from this side to the other side also. So why in the world was the meaning that they didn't sleep on this side and would go run to the other side? So the minute said, the patient was the ashes of the minute. The minute was like that, so very good. There are people who still remember, and they said, mother parts of John, they remember, that was the minute until the Second World War, and they ran away. So the answer is that whenever a mate would die, they said they would sleep in the other side. Ah, you've got the Jewish type connected to the old. So the patient wrote a children to be the ashes of the minute going on by saying that, true, there is a tefach al tefach, but there was a grate. It was a metal bar that was crisscrossed like this. All the holes together added up to a tefach ha-tefach, but no one hole had a tefach ha-tefach like this. So he held that maybe the minute garden was okay, because you don't have one, but it crossed over to the other side of the street, there wasn't that opening up tefach ha-tefach straight. On one side of the street, the tefach ha-tefach runs to Seder. So there the tumas ha-tefach went. But from one side to the other, they sure said the Eshkan ha-tefach is much. And the Chachmei here disagreed with him with Hebrew, and they fired him over this. In the case of matter of fact, this was the final thing that Albert the Peshaw was a cow. Because he didn't like it. He was just the Asher of the Mini Gun. He didn't invent it. He wasn't the Baal Mahabra of this school. He just explained what it was based on, and he said, hey, why can't we open us? They want to do like that. So that's what they disagreed with him about. So there's a big issue in the Aradea. What if a Kayan is sleeping and the Kayan is in bed, and he's not wearing pajamas? He's sleeping without any clothes. And all of a sudden, he is... Carlos had stuck there that somebody died on his side of the street. So does he have to run out of bed Mamish naked?
But what's the one that's naked?
Cover of bread.
Coming already. Coming already, but he is the day of the day of Florida. He's not supposed to remain there, so you have to run out. It's not his name. If it's his name, it's Tommy already, he's still there, you think. But if a claim is in the Beis HaKlalos, you don't say Tommy already, let him stay. He has to leave as soon as possible. The Shabbos, how soon is as soon as possible? But do you say he has to run out even naked? Or do you say no? That's his, the Mamish covered up ears. That's what he has on pajamas, and the Shabbos is going to roll without his tie. It's not the Shabbos. Mamish has on pajamas, but he has no clothes on. So do you say that you give him a few seconds to put on a death robe and then he should run out? Or do you say no, but he has to run right away? And not remain there. So the Shaila is, this is an Issa Tumah, but is this called the Kumri Asay, or is this called Sheva Al Tasa? And the one answer is Sheva Al Tasa. He stays there. He stays in bed. Stays in bed. Sheva Al Tasa. He's passive. He stays in bed. But on the other hand, is that how you define Sheva Al Tasa versus Kumri Asay? Passive versus active? Or do you say Sheva Al Tasa means Vitle Asay, and Kumri Asay means Avera Kloisha Asay? If that's the definition, then the coin staying in the Beis HaKlalos, even though he's passive, that's what we are saying. So this is a difficult level. The Rabbanan has a whole tilt of that. The Rabbanan was just killed by the Nazis. He was an honor in the 20th century of the Holocaust, and it takes a whole tilt. But this is a big dispute among the Achrayim. The Ramor has a stand on this. I forgot which way he wrote. And this was a big machlokes in the Mishkan Esrei, but he had a tshuva which he wrote there of the Shlomo Eger. They had a dispute about this, whether this is called Kumri Asay. Or this is called Sheva Al Tasa. You have a lot of cases where the Shaila comes up, where these issues come up. The Kovar Abiyus is Zeichen, either two or three or five or six cases. That's the Sheva Al Tasa. We have... We left out, we'll have to do next one. We left out the three topics that I'd like to discuss, I think, before we go by. We left out the one type is here, Rabbi Aaron says from Halal Tefach. Is that true? That if you have a mace and a casket is a Tefach sword. Is that really being generous? That it's, and the casket is in the middle of this room. Casket is in the middle of the room, it's head is the Tefach.
There's no
side. In the middle of the room or it's outside where there's no ceiling there. Where is it? And there's an opening on the side. I want to discuss that. Then there's a long case that says, yes, it's a different kasha. Even if the casket is kaita, it's now tumba. So the tumba tamay doesn't go off, but the casket itself is considered a girl of the daifek. So how is the kaita moved from the tamay to the girl of the daifek? That's the first place. That's a famous, that's a sharp topic. That's a famous topic. And then we started, but we didn't finish that Rambam. The Rambam has something about the Huya versus Utra by the Tumas Akoyen. To the Zion Kohen, he says that it's Puya and he gives the Hechra. So I'd like to discuss a little more that Lama. Okay, but you know, we'll have to next week, we'll start with that, that Lama. The Morim Sochim has an interesting comment on Parshas Noach. He says that Noach was commanded to take into the table. I think that's interesting. This morning I had to look something up in the personal place, which I was a Jewish leader. As I was missing the pages to find what I needed, he has every 15th shul, he has the Oros HaChumash. The point I came across, he has an interesting Oros on this week, on the Gemara, on this week's Seder. He has, and I wasn't looking for that, I wasn't looking for that. As the Gemara points out in Sochim, that when Noach took in the Behemoth into the table, so the Kosher Behemoth, he took in 7 pairs. And the Trader Behemoth, he took in just Shnan Shan, just one pair of each. So the Gemara comments, why does it say, Nabem Asher in Enetayr? It's in the name of Mitch, it's Chaser Zayn. I was saying, Sad Alashim Yakim, that a person should speak Alashim Yakim. So the Gemara, well, what are you doing? But he says, in the name of Mitch, that's what you can say, Nabem Asher. Says, Nabem Asher. How do you have to say Chaser? So the Gemara says, not because we have Salomon Tamir, that's Tara. Because when we try to say over a din, if you say the Kitzer, understood. Yeah. Better understood. You can see that euphemism is everything going to be a long one. Now, if it is, then it takes too long, so it won't be understood as well. If you give it to kids, what about over here in Parshas Mayor? The Rashi says, and that's why the Torah went out of its way one place to write this Asher Ha'inatahira, even though normally you should choose But I saw this, and it's true to say for the Tzirish Shevi'isa, they quote the Kashif, a lot of Akhredim there, it's not once, it's twice the time, it's not, Rashi writes, they're in trouble. The Torah writes one place, always the Torah writes Rashi Kotze, but one place Torah writes, not to teach you this way, Rashi Kotze. The fact that it says it twice the time, it's not, that is Shiva invited us here. So that's on Paul's Mayach, all of the Haim HaTorah should take Shiva, Shiva, and if Haim HaTorah, then it's a Haira, she takes nine, nine. And then it says, Vayas, Maya, and took Shiva, Shiva, and Haim HaTorah, and Haim HaTorah, and Haim HaTorah, he says nine times. So says it twice, or does Rashi write? And so went out of his way. Well, there's one kasha that he calls Machan. Then he calls other Achan. Say, you sure? I find him on a doubt. Other Achan asks another kasha. But the Gemara there, himself, is quoting the first of the kasha. Now, to teach you this lesson, the Gemara quotes the second time. The kasha has it. And we have fear. Why doesn't the Gemara quote the first kasha? That is evil. That he... So this, one of these guys, the God who wrote this, sure, I forgot whether it's the Balaam Mahab of the Kirish, and he started one who wrote two. I forgot really which one. But he suggests the following Mahab, interesting. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to do the Akedah, he then cast him in because he just cast him out of his wife at Shabbat, and he just runs to Rashi, because he wants to give him more reward. What does that mean to give him more reward? He's going to do it. He's going to tell him, Shech, your son. Which son? He keeps on building up his hopes. He's opening his mouth. Which one? Not that one. And then he had more agony when he was listening to the tzibui. So the full time of he gets more reward according to how much son you had when you're in the midst. So it was more difficult. So he told him to go to the Har Maria, which is so far away. And he didn't tell him often that. So since he was there, was more sad. At least in the Jewish music, he learned that it doesn't mean like that. It just means that if you have the tzibui of the Dvar Hashem and the Ramon and Nitzach, then you're more chakra than that. That's considered the Machash of the Nitzach. That's Mashal Madar Adam, that's Mishnah has in Pritzi Yav, it's a strange Mishnah. That Tassan Amar is Nibra Ha, Oyin Amar Lama Amar Echad Yachad 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 And you did tell him this, it's a big mitzvah to the Kaimer world, which was created with the Hiram Amorites, and just in the Kaimer world, it was created with the Maimer Echa. So he suggests that over here, by the Tzivu Hashem, the Baruch Hu maybe wanted to give the Arichas Dvarit, in order that Nessie gets Mitzvah, so that he can't bring any right, maybe that was the Kavanah. But when the Tzatzik repeats it, and says, the last night, the night did it, what's the need over there to be around the bush, to say, I came out, Shabbat Tayyar? Yeah, that's right. I think But that's what Rashi says, there's only one place in the Torah where it wasn't necessary to teach you exactly that.
That's why I give the Rashi.
That's why the Gemara runs across the second one of the first one. Okay. This is really a Musa Haskell because we live in a generation that there's so much Nibble Fair, even those who are on the doctor not to speak Nibble Fair, that many of us are not didactic to speak Russian with Kiev. But the Gemara is saying how important it is to go out of your way to speak Russian with Kiev. And we're going to have our own quotes from the Yamsha Shloimai, that the real government is that you don't call it Masech Beitzah, you call it Masech Beyah, because the word Beitzah sounds like Beitzah Zachar, and it's not a Russian with Kiev thing, you should call it Beyah. The others write, they write that the Gemara is on the sunset, that the Gemara never called it, you always call it Beitzah. It's the same thing. Beyah not me, because the same thing with Beitzah, he didn't understand why that's why that's more Nikia than them. I said, also, there's a guy who's never called his day. He's called myself a day. He has started the practice of the demigod. But after they cock, they called him a shichta with a different wash and the beast. You have to go out of your way to use that. You are so influenced by the society that we only realize it. Many of us are very far from using the Russian Nikia. It's not an aspect of giving a vivid portrait of the beast to Talmudia. It's not just Talmudia that a lot of requires you should choose, you should be mad at the Russian customs, so you have to always be careful to use the Russian Nikia.
Thank you.